Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. The blizzard was Sunday, and some people are still digging out.
Crazy. It's very crazy. I've never seen nothing this bad.
He's in Wall Township, New Jersey. In New York City, people are angry that some streets still haven't been plowed amid abandoned cars and buses. And then there's the nightmare of trying to fly. People are still stranded across the country trying to rebook. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso was at Newark's airport and saw the mess, now live here in New York.
Dave, thousands of travelers stuck at airports throughout the Northeast are still stuck.
I wouldn't have even come to the airport if I could have just gotten on a bus or a train.
But like air travel, train and bus service is limited, and it could take several more days for the region to play catch-up. And at Newark Airport yesterday, some frustration, as folks we talked to tell us they're stranded here until the weekend. But many remain optimistic, saying it could always be worse, like being stuck in a plane, not a tarmac, for hours, like other travelers, Dave.
And Jeff, they're still trying to determine why a ski lift broke at Maine's Sugarloaf Resort yesterday.
What happened here is that the rope that travels along what we call a shiv train, it's basically wheels that came off of those shivs, and the rope and some of the chairs did fall.
Sugarloaf VP Brad Larson, 8 of the people who fell were hospitalized, but 2 feet of fresh snow did help cushion the fall. Dozens of other skiers sat up on the crippled lift for over an hour before the ski patrol finally got them down. A 30-year-old Georgia man charged with murder, accused of shooting a state trooper in the face, killing him at a traffic stop in Atlanta Monday.
The perpetrator has 19 prior arrests. He has 6 convictions, several of which are felony convictions.
That's Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vernon Keenan. Someone could ring in 2011 with a confetti of cash. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot that's played in a lot of states on New Year's Eve, now up to $237 million. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome, with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Get rid of the buzzes and noises. Get a new HD radio for your car and home and hear us with crystal clarity. We're broadcasting in HD. 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
It's 6:15 p.m. and you're hungry. You pick up a value meal from the local fast food joint and soon you're staring at a sad burger and stale fries in a paper bag? That's a value meal? At CC's, we know that calling something a value meal does not make it a value. Endless CC's pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. That makes it a value. So drop the bag. Raise your expectations and go to CeCe's Endless Pizza Buffet for $5 and change. Because that, my friends, is a real value meal. Prices may vary. Beverage not included. Visit CeCe's.com.
Out of all the things I've done in my life and the drugs I've tried, meth was the one that nearly put me in my grave. And it would have if it were not for my family who cared enough to bring me back to life. Maybe you can help someone get their life back.
For more information on treatment for meth addiction, visit methresources.gov or call 800-662-HELP. Sponsored by ONDCP. Created, furnished by Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home.
DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn. Yeah!
call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer at 776-2215 for savings and quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR and broadband connection. Additional fees required, offer ends 2-9-11, 2-year lease required. New approved customers only, other conditions apply, call for details.
WTAW News Time, 6:05, 60 degrees right now at the studios, warming up to a high of almost 70 today and an 80% chance of showers in the forecast. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Santa may have come and gone at your house, but a local effort is still underway to help bring some Christmas cheer to soldiers serving overseas. Bluebonnet House in College Station and Milliken House in Bryan are sending care packages to soldiers. Bluebonnet House's Allison Bruton says there's still time for you to help.
All we're trying to do is pull together just as many items, necessities, goodies, whatever we can get together for our soldiers overseas. We started on the 13th, and we're gonna let it run through January the 7th. We've got a Boy Scout troop that's going to come out on the 7th and help us pack up the boxes, decorate them if we can, put personal notes inside, and we're just looking for essential items, anything that you would want yourself if you were thousands of miles away from home.
Non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks are high on the wish list. They're also looking for magazines and games for soldiers to help pass the time. So far, response has been slow, but Bruton says she's hopeful the donations will pick up. You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com. Still no progress between local cable provider Suddenlink and Viacom, the parent company of several cable networks. Suddenlink says Viacom is ignoring the economic downturn affecting millions of people and wants a 20% increase in its fees. If negotiations are not successful, Viacom would disappear from Suddenlink after Friday, taking networks such as Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV with it. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. An improperly discarded cigarette is most likely to blame for a College Station house fire Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called to the 600 block of Harvest about 4:20 a.m. after someone smelled smoke in the house. Authorities say the fire was out in about 5 minutes and only caused a minimal amount of damage. No one was injured. Last week was a great one for local economic development with the announcements of filling a vacant call center building and building a new hospital. Between the two projects, 1,000 new jobs with a combined annual payroll of $30 million are expected. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says their vision remains firm.
We'll look at any industry and anybody that wants to locate in our community, but when you look at the strengths of Texas A&M and what we're trying to do here, there's a lot of other things that we think will be more beneficial, and so, no, we wouldn't want to do this again.
Holditch says several companies looked into occupying the call center on University Drive, but the RVP isn't interested in building a spec building for that purpose. Last summer, the College Station City Council decided to reduce expenses in the Parks and Recreation Department. That included reducing operating hours at the city's three swimming pools. The attendance and revenue numbers have been calculated, and WTAW's Bill Oliver has the results.
The council cut parks and recreation spending last summer by over $46,000. Total revenue from the city's three pools is up over $35,000 compared to 2009. Two of the three pools lost money compared to last year. At the city's busiest pool, revenue at Anderson Lagoon jumped 30% from the year before, from $154,000 to $199,000. Revenue at Southwood Halloran fell about 5% from $88,000 to $84,000. And revenue at Thomas Park dropped about 15% from $37,000 to $31,000. Official attendance was down over 25% from just over 100,000 to just under 75,000. City staff believes the decrease is due to using a new system that did not count those who were just watching and those who were under 3 years old. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And College Station Medical Center may not run its own ambulances, but you'll still see one unit with the hospital's logo. The Med's Joe Brown says they're teaming up with Guardian EMS in a new marketing campaign.
We wanted a visual reminder in the community of our emergency room and our pledge to see you in 30 minutes or less, and Guardian was willing to do that with an ambulance, and so this one will be used for both emergency and non-emergency transportation.
If you call 911 in Brazos County, you'll still likely see an ambulance from either the Bryan or College Station fire departments. WTAW News Time is 610, 60 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's complete.
Ready, set, hut!
And then there's Most Complete.
Blue 42, Seth!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's going to remain off to our east, and that's going to allow warm, moist air to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico, bring us some cloudiness today, and give us highs somewhere between 65 and 70. Watch for passing showers. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. More clouds for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Showers are likely again by tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Showers on Friday morning, it'll become partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Three Texans and five Dallas Cowboys make the Pro Bowl. The Aggie women win big over Drexel. And the Big 12's now 0-1 in bowl games, but has two more chances to win one tonight. All that coming up in sports.
Okay, so Missouri didn't get it done, huh?
Threw a pick late, 72-yard interception return for a touchdown to lose that one.
Oh, got to hate when that happens.
Yeah, and Gabbert was tearing it up, 430-something yards.
I think we've seen him do that before.
Got to see that up close and personal.
Yeah.
He didn't throw a pick to lose the game in that one, though. Yeah.
So
he'd had to throw in about six.
Yeah. So did Leckler make – is Leckler the punter in the Pro Bowl? Is that right? Did I read that someplace?
I'll have to check
that.
Yeah,
you know. That's.
I know that Matt McBeyer of the Dallas Cowboys is.
Well
– did you catch that? Five. You know how many games they've won this year, Scott?
No, I don't.
Five.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Five, huh?
Yeah, yeah. One player for every win.
That's four too many.
Yeah.
In players and games. Anyway. All right, so a woman in Florida – accused of shoplifting a pair of shoes by hiding them under her...
Oh, no.
Maybe she was protecting the shoes.
Oh, that's no.
Yeah. True. Well, okay, let's figure it like this. Let me see, how can I say this? It would be from the waist up, and she could hold her arms out to the side, and the shoes would not hit the floor. Yeah. According to the Northwest...
Keeping them warm?
Yeah, that's it. See, now, Dusty wasn't working with us, what was that, about 4 weeks ago when we had the ladies...
He's in Oklahoma.
Who were actually... They were at a TJ Maxx, and they were hiding articles of clothing within the folds of their body. If you
will.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's when they tried to put the igloo in there that they had the problem. Anyway, according to Northwest Florida Daily News, the unidentified lady was caught by security cameras along with a male accomplice, of course.
Was he doing the tucking?
See?
Yikes.
Yeah. Police say the man gathered up hordes of merchandise. Then he rolled the items
up. There's room for hordes?
Yeah. Hordes,
yeah.
Huh.
He rolled the items up to make them smaller before passing them to the woman. In addition to the shoes.
My guess is there wasn't a long chase when they decided to say
yeah.
Stop.
No, they hopped on a rascal and overtook them quickly.
Yeah, well, again, you know, she was looking like one of those sumo wrestler suits as she's running down the aisle. You know, waddle, 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 waddle.
She's a weeble.
Yeah, that's the weeble. Yeah.
We're gonna have a great time together.
And hopefully it'll get better. Info.
And I mean, what size are the shoes?
Yeah. What size are the clothes?
Yeah.
If they're clothes involved.
That too.
I don't know how long, but they were double E.
Oh.
Mrs. Spratt, you're going to have to pay for those.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have YouTube of it.
No, we won't be taking those back.
No.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30-horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30-horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, there you go. It's 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I know a few people on the list.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that it was a new challenge yesterday, so we'll see how that works out.
All right, do we start with the oldest or the youngest?
You know, you start with however your list happens to be just given to you there, so whatever you want to do.
Well, how about we start with the daughter of Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley, Alexa Rae Joel.
Well, of course.
Yeah, apparently she's a pop star who I've never heard of.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jude Law, then. You know Jude Law.
Okay, we've heard of Jude Law. He was in that Sherlock Holmes movie.
Yes, which is quite good.
That is a good movie.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Saw that on an airplane. So,
yeah.
Well,
and
past the time.
Yeah. Yesterday was Sienna Miller's birthday, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
They hang out together.
I believe they have a close personal relationship.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
How about, do you know this one, Scott? The lead singer of Offspring?
Now, see, it's one of my pet peeves is that Tom goes, okay, the bass player for some...
for Green Day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've even heard of Green Day. What was this group you said?
The Offspring.
Yeah, I haven't even heard of the group, so...
Oh, so we're going to go with, you don't know who Brian Dexter Holland is.
See, I really don't. I really don't. No.
How about Ed Autry?
I don't know Ed Autry either.
He's a radio announcer in Kansas City.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
How's it going?
Well, I was just
my birthday this morning. Call in and win. Yeah.
I was building up to Scott's favorite person.
Oh, okay.
63 today.
Yeah.
Ted Danson.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I like Ted Danson more now. And the reason is because...
Well, couldn't have liked him less.
Well, that's probably true. But he's
what was your reason for your strong dislike of Ted Danson?
Well, because he was telling us how to hug whales. And I didn't care anything about that. I just liked him being the washed-up baseball player who ran the bar.
Right.
I didn't. And it got to the point where I just didn't even watch the show anymore because I got sick of listening to him. And plus, he's married to Mary Steenburgen, who's, I think, a pretty nice-looking lady for her age. And I just got tired of it.
Wasn't he with Whoopi for a while?
Yeah, he even spent a little time with the Whoopster, which, again, shows really poor taste. But now he's on the show called Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I enjoy, and he's on occasionally. And he must. I want to know how many wigs this guy's got.
I don't know. Gone gray, though.
Yeah, he has. Gone ahead and let that happen. But
a gray wig?
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
I mean, you know, when it's a wig, you can choose the color, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
you're not locked in, are you?
And you got to help, but you got to help the hairs on the other side to kind of blend in too.
There are no hairs on the other side.
Okay. Well, I heard he's got the monk look when it's not on. You know, he looks like he's got the little bald head, and he's got some, you know, side hair. But anyway.
How about John Voight?
You know, John Voight's an interesting guy because he's turned conservative in his late years, and he's on Fox a lot.
He is, and he's in one of those movies that I watch over and over and over again.
Midnight Cowboy?
Not that one. That was the one, yeah.
And I'm trying to think. Now I've just blanked on the name, and I bet I've seen it 100 times.
Well, always plays like the former head of some organization.
Well, you know? And that's it. It's a Will Smith movie with, you know, where they're chasing him, and he's the NSA guy that killed people.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Enemy of the State.
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mary Tyler Moore, 74 today.
Wow. 74. Watched her grow up.
And that's all I've got of people who are still living. It would be Charles Goodyear's birthday, you know, inventor of tires.
Oh, yeah. I remember him, but had he taken better care of himself?
He'd be 210 today.
Okay. Paula Poundstone, who's a comedian.
Okay.
And sometimes foster mother.
Yes, right. Yeah, till they take away from her. Yvonne Edelman, you might not know, but she was the original Mary Magdalene, Jesus Christ Superstar. She'd be 59. Marianne Faithful, Angel of the Morning. You know, you'd have to be old like me to know.
I know the song.
Okay, she's 64 and was actually she is squatted around by that Mick Jagger.
I was going to say she was a Rolling Stone girlfriend.
She was, and then a guy who's a songwriter and a good singer and actually did a little acting, Ed Bruce.
Oh yeah,
if you remember him, My First Taste of Texas and
had blue
things.
Eyes and golden hair.
Yeah, had a wonderful baritone voice, and then did a little acting. I think. On the Rockford Files or something like that. Anyhow, he's 71, and
he's only 71.
He's only 71.
Well, because he was one of those guys that 25 years ago you would have thought was in his 60s.
Exactly, exactly. He, if you like Sam, what's his name with the big mustache?
Sam Waterston.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott.
If you
Sam
Elliott, okay. They're kind of very similar type characters. That's the kind of character he was playing probably 30 years ago on television. So. Anyhow, and I don't know. I mean, there's another list here, and Chase would probably know them, but that's all that, I guess, Dusty and I know.
Yeah. Oh, so I get outvoted is what
you're
saying.
Well, no, it's just a matter of, you know, that pretty well takes care of both ends of the spectrum.
Okay.
What might be out there. And the 96-year-old New York woman who is officially the longest-serving Cub Scout den mother.
But she's pleasant.
Adele Trapp. First volunteered to serve as a den mom of Pack 263 in Brooklyn's Bed-Stuy neighborhood 53 years ago.
Dude, your great-grandmother needs to go away.
I mean, she's seen it all, though, hasn't she?
Oh,
she
yeah.
ties the knots a little slower, though.
She's confiscated some things, though.
Yeah, she has. Says she's been attending the weekly meetings ever since, when she remembers. Trapp took the record from Marion Rohner. Now, Marion had served for 43 years. Now, Marion's embittered probably over that because...
going to have an old cat fight between
the
two of them.
I mean, being a Cub Scout den mother for 43 years would be pretty good, but now you just end up being second on the list.
Yeah, now she is all grumpy when the pack gets together.
Don't bring it up. I don't want to hear it.
Wait a minute. How long has this lady been the den mother?
Well, let's see that she's 96, been doing this for 53 years.
So 53 years ago, she bumped off a woman that had been there for 43 years. I don't think that woman's bitter anymore.
We've been breaking records all year. Now Team Auto has been challenged by the factory to sell off all remaining inventory.
It's a year-end factory challenge.
We've been given special incentives, so while others are selling 2010s,
Team Auto has the best deals on 2011s.
2011 Chevy Aveo, now $14,995. Savings on every Ram truck, but with no finance charges for 72 months.
During the year-end factory challenge,
we're going to sell more for less. Home of the best price guarantee and the only place to shop 6 domestic lines.
Come see me. I'm Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
This is Chuck Morrow, owner of Agland Lighting and the Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. I'm asking you to shop in town and support our local economy. Local businesses like my own employ your friends and neighbors. Shopping online or driving to Houston hurts local businesses and doesn't guarantee you good service. Before you shop online or out of town, remember to support our community and shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, you know Barack Obama's in major trouble. He invites Bill Clinton into the White House for some advice. And then they're having a joint press conference. And, the president leaves and says, I'm going to let my buddy Bill take over.
Whatever I say should become public only if he decides to make it public. He can say whatever he wants. But
here's what I'll say is I've been keeping the first lady waiting for about half an hour, so I'm going to take off.
I don't want to make her mad. Please go.
You're in good hands, and Gibbs will call last question.
Yeah, help me. Thank you. Go ahead.
And Bill was all too happy to oblige. You know, I never thought I'd say this before, but I'd rather have him as president.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
There's still time for your business to place an ad in the spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is your official publication of the Spring Bridal Show and Benefit, February 20th at the Expo Center. Brazos Valley Bride has all the local articles, all the local ads, and all the pictures of the beautiful local brides. For information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. But hurry, the deadline is this Friday, December 31st.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 625, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center. That's the College Station Sleep Center. Our weather today, well, got an 80% chance of some showers. Probably starting about 9 o'clock is what we're thinking. And maybe done by noon, so we'll just see. Depends on how fast it moves in. And, you know, the only stuff that I see right now, there's some up a little bit in the Metroplex, and there's some down around Palacios on the coast. So nothing yet. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Then tonight, 57 for a low with south winds. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of rain, and that'll happen on Thursday and Thursday night. Friday, a 50% chance of showers, but again, we'll still be up around 70 degrees or so today, tomorrow, and on Friday. As far as New Year's is concerned, 58 will be the high, a little bit cooler, and we'll be close to a freeze on Saturday night, just so you know. But some unseasonable weather. Right now, humidity is 80%. Winds are from the south at 12. We got gusts up to 20. Few clouds out there, and 61 degrees.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Norman G. Tractor. Norman G. Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero-turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Norman G. Tractor voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas.
You can make your 2011 New Year's resolutions a little more likely to succeed by doing a few things. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Your New Year's resolutions for 2011. How hard will they be?
People will have a goal to lose weight, stop smoking, give up caffeine, and stop, give up, those kinds of things are all negative.
Dr. Don Wetmore, president of the Connecticut-based Productivity Institute and author of the book, Organizing Your Life.
So instead of the negative, turn it around. Don't say that you're going to lose weight. You say to yourself, I see myself having a size 34 waist. Never tell yourself you're going to quit smoking. None of us likes to quit. Instead, see yourself with nice, fresh, pink lungs. We move more intuitively and comfortably towards a positive goal than a negative goal.
And for a New Year's resolution to stick, Don says you really have to be committed to making the change.
Oftentimes people are making New Year's resolutions to please other people. This will be the year that I'll quit smoking to please my wife or to lose weight or to get involved in an exercise program. I mean, those are noble kinds of things, but until you have an internal reason to do it, chances are you're not going to stick to it.
A lot of people say, I'd like to quit smoking or lose weight, but I don't have the confidence.
The problem is the confidence comes from the doing. We get confidence by doing. The little child on the bicycle takes the training wheels off and pedals a little bit, falls down, gets up again, does it again, goes a little bit further. It's building the confidence. I think the people who fail are the people who never attempt, who never try, who never made the resolution in the first place.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It is 60 degrees right now at the studios, about 70 for a high today with an 80% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph, it's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. Christmas is in the rearview mirror for most of us, but the drive to send some holiday cheer to U.S. soldiers continues. Milliken House in Bryan and Bluebonnet House in College Station are teaming up with local Boy Scouts to send care packages to soldiers serving on active duty. They're looking for the usual non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks. But Bluebonnet House's Allison Bruton says there are some other items on the wish list to consider.
Scrabble games, Yahtzee, you know, anything that cards, anything that'll help them pass the time, magazines. And then, of course, you have to remember that they're going to be exposed to a lot of bouncing around, a lot of heat and cold. So don't do anything with aerosol, nothing in a glass container.
You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com. You can drop off items at Bluebonnet House on Victoria in College Station or Milliken House on Villa Maria in Bryan through January 7th. Fans of CMT, TV Land, Nickelodeon, and other Viacom networks on Suddenlink Cable may be without their favorite shows come Saturday. Suddenlink says negotiations are ongoing with the parent company of numerous cable networks. The sticking point in renewing their transmission agreement is Viacom's demand for a 20% increase in fees. Suddenlink is balking at the hike because of the economic downturn. If negotiations fall through, Viacom goes away January 1st. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. The occupants of a College Station home escaped injury after a small fire forced their evacuation Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called out about 4:20 a.m. to the 600 block of Harvest, where they found a small fire in the home. The fire was out in about 5 minutes, causing only minimal damage. Authorities say a carelessly discarded cigarette is the most likely culprit. The Economic Development Agency serving Bryan College Station was happy to show off what was a vacant call center that will now be occupied next month. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says the existing building was shown to several interested parties, but the RVP wasn't interested in creating a second similar building.
That's not what we're focusing on. That was something that was done 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer. Right now, we're focusing on the bio corridor, the bioenergy products, and the and energy in general.
Last week was a great one for local economic development. Combined filling the call center with building a new hospital, and that's 1,000 new jobs with a combined annual payroll of $30 million coming to the area in the next couple of years. One of the budget cuts made by the College Station City Council last summer did not hurt the bottom line. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Closing the city's three swimming pools a day a week was part of trimming over $46,000 from the Parks and Recreation Department budget. In addition to budget savings, revenue from pool operations was up over $35,000 compared to last year. While revenue was down at Thomas Park and Southwood Halloran, those losses were more than made up at the city's busiest pool. Revenue at Adamson Lagoon was $45,000 higher than last year. That was a 30% increase from $154,000 to $199,000. As for attendance, this was the first year of a new admission system that did not count those under 3 years old and anyone inside the pool just to watch. City staff believes that explains the drop in the official headcount from just over 100,000 last year to just under 75,000 this year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Guardian EMS and College Station Medical Center are teaming up to put the Meds logos on a Guardian ambulance. It's all part of a new marketing campaign for the hospital, but the Meds' Joe Brown says the new addition won't change what happens when you call 911.
Certainly when you call 911, you're going to get the fire department or out of Bryan or College Station, but you know, these ambulances supplement what those do, and there's a lot of other medical necessities where they'll have to transport people to and from the hospital. And so, you know, we thought this would be a good way just as a visual reminder out in the community of our emergency room.
The new ambulance will primarily be stationed at the Med and used for non-emergency transport. WTAW News Time is 6:34, 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Did you see that?
What?
Her.
I did. But mainly I noticed how you were looking backward while driving forward.
I can't believe what they wear to games these days.
Did I mention how St. Joseph is ranked in the top 5% of spine and neck surgery nationwide?
I mean, it's enough to give a guy a heart attack.
Well, fortunately, St. Joseph is 5-star rated in coronary intervention, too.
To find out your risk for stroke and heart attack, go to sjprevention.com. Ratings by Health Grades for 2010.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
From livestock feeds to seed and fertilizer, Producers has been an agriculture leader since 1943. You don't have to be a member to be a customer or to take advantage of the expert advice from producer specialists in every ag division. Producers provides animal health, ag equipment, hardware, lawn and garden, pet and food supplies, fuel and lubricants for your trucks, tractors, and equipment. Producers, everything ag. Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather. It's 6:36. Weather is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information in businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A lot of cloudiness in the forecast over the next several days. We really won't see a big improvement in the weather until we get on into Friday. Along with the clouds, we're going to have some milder temperatures. There'll be scattered showers across the area for today. We're going to be 65 to 70. Tonight, lots of clouds, 55 to 60. More clouds tomorrow, a little warmer, 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60, becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Aggie women win big over, second day in a row. You know, it's kind of a tradition now. Well, they win big over Drexel last night in the Surf and Slam Classic, I believe they're playing in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the Missouri does not win a bowl game, so the Big 12 is 0-1. But they got two more chances today. Baylor plays at 5 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still kind of disappointed in that game. Why? I really wanted to see Baylor and Michigan.
And it's Baylor and who?
Illinois.
Illinois, okay. All right.
But I thought, you know, Michigan bring Denard Robinson down versus Baylor. Neither team has any defense. They just quarterbacks run up and down the field. I thought it'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, Illinois is kind of like that. They have a very similar offense, apparently.
They're pretty close.
So last night I'm watching. There's nothing on TV on Tuesday nights, is there?
I've about decided there's not much on TV.
Well, that's true. Well, I got that video on demand, so I can watch some stuff that I like at different times. But I'm watching, I don't know, channel 874 or something, and there's a CBS Sports channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
where you been?
There are several.
For a while.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know. And that's I watched it. They're the ones who had Yale football on, like on some random Saturday when nobody else would.
No doubt. Okay.
But they had a thing called Inside College Confidential, where they took Brigham Young, Wyoming, University of Houston, and where's O'Leary coaching?
Central Florida.
Central Florida. Took those four schools and kind of went through a week with them in preparation at the beginning of their season. One of the different things that they do, like, you know, they have a tradition in Laramie, Wyoming, where members of the band go around to all the bars in Laramie the night before the game.
Oh, okay. That's the school?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the school where the guys go out to the bar before the game?
Yeah, and again, they're talking to the drum major going, yeah, it's great. We get to meet
all
the
fans. Tradition.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably give them some drinks, too. But again, it's Laramie where they have about 27,000 people, so it's not that difficult to be able to do that. And just the different things that they did and kind of following them through the beginning of the season. And obviously –
as we all know, Brigham Young is a different critter, okay? It's a different world there. Lots of married players and things like that, and obviously football's not the most important thing to many of them. But it just is kind of an interesting insight, and hearing Kevin Sumlin talking about losing that stud quarterback in the first game of the season and how they then lost their number two quarterback and how they limped through the season.
The funniest thing I've heard from Sumlin all season, when they got down to the third string guy, whose name is escaping me right now.
Kid from Carroll. Yeah. Go ahead.
They decide to put him in. He goes over, he holds a play card up. He goes, okay, what do you know on here?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not practicing the kid. They have no intention of playing him.
Now, one of the things that was interesting that they did is apparently every Thursday they actually hold practice on the stadium floor. They do their practice there. And they finish up by playing a game with all the red shirts and the third stringers and below. And the, you know, first and second stringers watch from the sidelines, which is kind of an interesting deal because those kids are probably not going to get into the ball game, yet they get a chance to play. And I thought that was kind of fun. But anyway, it was different. All right, let's see. Keeps us from talking about politics. Oh, by the way, Bobby Jindal, I don't know if y'all know who he is. That boy got elected.
He likes to walk through the stairs or something like that.
Well, remember that's when he looked about 14 and he answered the State of the Union address. And
he still does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he still does look young. Again, he's a really smart fella. He really, really is. But anyhow, he's decided that as we begin this 112th Congress pretty quick, he said, quote, "We used to pay farmers not to grow crops, so now let's pay congressmen to stay out of Washington."
He is now at the top of my list.
He's the man.
I have said that for years.
In a new book, Jindal makes a serious case for a return to a part-time Congress, among other things. He argues that once elected, lawmakers who once promised to change Washington become part of the problem. Yeah. Call it Potomac fever, don't they? Echoing Jindal's call for a return to a citizen legislature would be Cal Thomas. Oh, Cal. God, he spent a little time in Houston. Cal writes in his website, "The founders were keenly aware of the danger of a Congress divorced from the realities of the rest of the country."
We got that.
Hey, Cal. Yeah, we've had it for quite a while, as a matter of fact.
Where you been?
Yeah. Such a radical revamping of Washington, unlikely to happen, of course, anytime soon, but the calls for the part-time Congress do raise interesting issues with Congress's favorability rating, which, by the way, is at 13% right now.
All right. Yeah. That high, huh?
That would be a little low.
Yeah. Well, and again, they're basically, to go ahead and paraphrase a flag that flew in Texas, they're pretty much yelling at us, "Well, come and take it. You know, if you don't like it, what are you going to do about it?" Because I don't believe they're going to be introducing term limits on themselves anytime soon.
No.
But they mentioned
it. But they will mention it in a campaign.
Oh, sure they will. In the earliest days of America, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, he was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, understood very clearly the positive aspects of the part-time national legislature. At the Constitutional Convention back in 1787, he said, "Representatives ought to return home and mix with the people. By remaining at the seat of government, they would acquire the habits of the place, which might differ from those of their constituents." Ya think? Because after all, aren't we all going to parties tonight paid for by companies that have a vested interest in our laws? Aren't you doing that? You guys are going to cocktail parties tonight,
right? Well,
of course
we are.
Well,
yeah.
Duh.
We weren't inviting you, but
no,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So now, among the oddities that we'll find in this Congress, there are six doctors in the new members. There are four nurses, one of whom is also an attorney. There's one professional football player. That's John Runyon, who played for the Eagles. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One funeral home director, one minister, and one gospel singer. Be Stephen Fincher from Tennessee. Yes, indeed. Maybe he'll stand up and sing. Who was the guy who used to be attorney general and was a singer, too? Remember
John Ashcroft.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they could get together and do a duet. But anyway, that's... that's the idea that Bobby Jindal has, is let's make it part-time and, you know.
Cut it down to about, 40 days, and the rest of the time you have to be out of Washington.
And, of course, in the story, they're talking about how states struggle with this, too. Well, again, Texas, we seem to be able to get it done.
Well, yeah, because we meet once every 2 years for, what?
160 days, something like that. Yeah.
180.
That's
well, and there's also something very necessary, and that's called a balanced budget amendment.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that we have that going for us makes us a little bit different than most of the other critters out there. So there's a new poll in Florida, and 72% of the people polled, apparently Democrats and Republicans, say that Jeb Bush is the favorite, 72% to run for Senate. 72%. That's pretty strong. Connie Mack would be second in there. That's
any little old?
That's the great-grandson. I believe it's Connie Mack the fourth or something
okay.
like that.
Oh, okay.
Who's a congressman right now. Yeah.
Because we thought it was bad when they rolled McCain out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they keep rolling him out. That's the problem. Mike Huckabee appears to be emerging as the Republicans' top 2012 presidential hopeful, at least right now, new CNN poll.
You know, I think he's putting that out. I mean, just to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he's the one that's putting that information out. I think it's a lack of another candidate. He's not particularly compelling.
I would tend to agree. Plus, you know, he's going to have to get back out there and start jogging again. I think he's had to go up a size or two.
Well, he's in TV now. Yeah. Maybe it's that just camera makes him look bigger.
Yeah,
camera adds 10 pounds, but, you know, you got that deli tray over there.
Yeah, well, that's right. See, and again, now he has assistants, you know. He has personal assistants to take care of stuff. Since he's a vice president at Fox, I don't know if y'all knew that or not.
Really? No, I did not know
well,
that.
Well, yeah, actually, because I tried to get in touch with him about something, and they said, well, anybody vice president above, you have to go through someone, and Mr. Huckabee would be one of those. So.
Oh, well.
Well.
But that's okay.
Well, which was he, vice president or above?
I'm not sure. But anyway, we have a guy who's got his cell number. I mean, if we needed to talk to him, but at least right now. But I would say, I'm not sure if he's putting it out there, but he's certainly not doing anything to tamp it down. I think he's glad to get his name out there. And the New York Times has found, amazingly, that apparently there are politicians in Washington who have figured out that they can get money for special projects without earmarks. I know that's shocking. They tell the story of Mark Stephen Kirk. Do you know who he is? He's the new senator from Illinois.
Okay.
He's a guy who actually took the job before... this 112th Congress sets foot in Washington. He had that special election deal, so he's the one who won there. Okay, so he says no earmarks. But actually what he did is, well, he wrote a letter to the Department of Education requesting that this special...
Strongly suggesting.
Yeah, this special school district get $1.1 million in stimulus money. So what they're calling that is letter marking. Okay, that's when members of Congress write a letter. Or there's phone marking, where they happen to call. Hi, the senator, who, by the way, is the chairman of the committee that oversees your budget, thinks that they might like to get some funding for a special project. Yeah, that happens at the speed of light. And then there's something that's called soft earmarking, where they just drop suggestions in there.
Suggestions. I like that. Yeah. Suggestions.
You know, they put kind of like the mafia. Yeah.
Helpful hints.
Yeah, they put some money in the budget, and they think it would be in your best interest if you might happen to find that that little project right there in my congressional district happens to be funded.
Yeah.
And that's
really,
what
you really
doing.
Went more Kennedy on that, yeah, which sorry. Is probably yeah. better. But
I think it's kind of one and the same, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. So, in other words, they're not going to be doing the earmarking, but they will find... And whether it's soft earmarking, phone marking, or letter marking.
It'll be all of the above.
Yeah, they'll find a way to make sure their projects get money.
We've been breaking records all year. Now Team Auto has been challenged by the factory to sell off all remaining inventory.
It's a year-end factory challenge.
We've been given special incentives, so while others are selling 2010s,
Team Auto has the best deals on 2011s.
2011 Chevy Aveo, now $14,995. Savings on every Ram truck, but with no finance charges for 72 months.
During the year-end factory challenge.
We're going to sell more for less. Home of the best price guarantee and the only place to shop 6 domestic lines.
Come see me. I'm Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto in Navasota on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
In a world of over $10 movie tickets, $7 popcorn, $5 sodas.
Unaffordable.
No salvation in sight.
Let's just stay home.
DirecTV to the rescue.
We've got access to 400 of the newest releases, all in Blu-ray 1080p HD and 5.1 Dolby Digital.
Plus over 4,000 shows and movies.
Packages starting at $29.99 a month. That's less than one family trip to the movies. Call DirecTV today and ask how to get free HD, 3 free months of Showtime and Stars, and 2 free upgrades to an HD DVR and an HD receiver.
I'll make the popcorn.
Yeah!
Call Starfire Satellite today, your DirecTV authorized dealer at 776-2215 for savings and quality you can only get with DirecTV.
Access to 400 new releases and 4,000 programs requires higher price package, HD DVR and broadband connection. Additional fees required. Offer ends 2-9-11. 2-year lease required. New approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
From livestock feeds to seed and fertilizer, Producers has been an agriculture leader since 1943. You don't have to be a member to be a customer or to take advantage of the expert advice from producer specialists in every ag division. Producers provides animal health, ag equipment, hardware, lawn and garden, pet and food supplies, fuel and lubricants for your trucks, tractors, and equipment. Producers, everything ag. Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Houseplant gardeners are always on the lookout for types that can stand up to the dark conditions indoors. Luckily, we're now blessed with some really wonderful plants that can take abuse and still keep looking their best. That doesn't mean that you can grow them without light at all, and it doesn't mean that you can neglect watering and feeding. It simply means that they have greater margins of errors. It's just easier to maintain them. I'll be back with details. The best of the houseplants right after this important message. Did you know that more than 85% of Texans live within 20 miles of a farmer's market? You probably do, and hopefully you've already learned the joy of those great, fresh, and nutritious Texas-grown fruits and vegetables. The production season in Texas is long and it's varied, and the crops that you'll find at your local farmer's market will include onions, carrots, peas, collard, and mustard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, okra, green beans, and cucumbers. And there's nothing better than fresh, juicy Texas-grown peaches, vine-ripe tomatoes, the sweetest sweet corn Texas blueberries and pecans. It doesn't get any better than Texas-grown produce at a local farmer's market. The Texas Certified Farmers Market Association encourages you to share in their bounty. Support local agriculture. Support your local economy. Visit the website TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com to find the farmers market nearest you and to see what's currently available. Again, that website, TexasCertifiedFarmersMarkets.com. I've always had a love for foliage plants indoors. I like to bring my yard into the house with me, and here are some of my favorite foliage plants, the ones I have found to be the most dependable. Aglaonemas are leading candidates. I have two very large ones in my office at home. There are many different varieties, most of them with colorful white and green variegated foliage. They grow to 20 to 28 inches tall and form dense clumps of dozens, if not hundreds, of leaves. They tolerate low light very well as any plant you might try. That's Aglaonemas. Many dracaenas are also well-suited to darker corners indoors. You want to avoid the red-edged Dracaena marginata unless you have really bright light. Better choices include Janet Craig. That's one of my all-time favorites. Warnockii or cornplant Dracaena. All three of those are upright plants, green, white and green, and yellow and green, respectively. Pleomales are close relatives of the Dracaenas. They're bushier plants with more stems and smaller leaves, but they're just as well suited. There are both green and variegated types of pleomales with mature heights ranging from 40 to 60 inches. Spathiphyllums or peace lilies are great green plants. Like the Aglaonemas, they grow in dense clumps with multitudes of leaves but no conspicuous stems. They bloom periodically through the year, especially in the late winter, with large white, and that's jack-in-the-pulpit-type blooms that persist for many, many weeks. They're beautiful. Sansevierias were the original low-light plants, the old-fashioned snake plant Sansevierias, familiar to most gardeners. There also are dozens of other fine types. You may have to hunt just a little bit to find some of them. They're pretty exotic. Several are commonly sold in nurseries. Still, others can be found from cactus and succulent specialists. At my high water mark, I had about 65 different types of Sansevierias, some of them you would never find in nurseries. Sansevierias tolerate low light, low humidity, and drought better than any other plant that we might mention. In fact, you don't want to keep them too wet. And finally, we have devil's ivy or pothos. It's a small vining plant that's been popular for decades. It colors up best if it has moderate lighting, but it will certainly flourish in even dark corners. It's devil's ivy, Scindapsus, or pothos is the most common name. Use it in small desktop pots, and it'll be beautiful. Berms across Texas in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Sports is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, an official partner of the Big 12 Conference. The Chicago Bears were able to wrap up the first round of the NFC playoffs when the Philadelphia Eagles lost to Minnesota 24-14 last night. Joe Webb threw for 195 yards and a touchdown. For the Vikings, who also had 118 rushing yards and a touchdown from Adrian Peterson. Mike Vick threw for a touchdown and ran for another, but also tossed an interception and lost two fumbles and was sacked six times. Vick's day wasn't all bad, though, as he was named a starter to the January 30th Pro Bowl. Vick made three Pro Bowls with Atlanta before he was suspended by the league for 2 years and served jail time for running a dogfighting ring. Three Houston Texans and a league-best five Dallas Cowboys were also headed to the Pro Bowl. Texans fullback Vonta Leach and receiver Andre Johnson were both voted as starters, while running back Arian Foster will join them as a backup behind Jacksonville's Maurice Jones-Drew. For the Cowboys, it's tight end Jason Witten, linebacker DeMarcus Ware, center Andre Garode, nose tackle Jay Ratliff will start, and Matt Beier will be the punter. That's one Cowboy for every game they've won this season. Oakland Raider and one-time Aggie punter Shane Leckler was also selected to his sixth Pro Bowl. Iowa and North Carolina State were last night's bowl winners. Michael Coker ran for 219 yards, and Micah Hyde returned an interception 72 yards for the go-ahead touchdown to lead the Hawkeyes over 14th-ranked Missouri 27-24. Hyde ruined an otherwise terrific night for Tigers quarterback Lane Gabbert, who completed 41 of 56 passes for 434 yards. Russell Wilson threw for 275 yards and two touchdowns as the Wolfpack downed 22nd-ranked West Virginia 22-7 in the Champ Sports Bowl. The Big 12 is now 0-1 in bowl games this season, but has two chances tonight to get into the win column. At 5 o'clock, Baylor faces Illinois in the Texas Bowl. That game's followed by Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Valero Alamo Bowl at 8:15. And if you can't wait that long to watch a game, the bowl games start early today with the Military Bowl kicking at 1:30, East Carolina and Maryland in that one. Danielle Adams scored 20 points as the number 5 Aggie women routed Drexel 74-45 last night in the San Diego Surf and Slam Classic. Coach Blair has been proud of what Danielle's been able to accomplish off the court so that she could come out and play a game like that.
Now she's going into her last semester of school. She did good in her grades, and she feels good about herself. And just think, she's about 45 pounds lighter than when she started here about October. So how many of you out there that are listening in Radio Land have gone through and lost 45 pounds since then, and she still wants to get down a little bit more, but other than that, I like her just the way she is.
The Aggies will play host to San Diego State on Thursday night at 9 p.m. in the championship game. Tony Parker scored 23 points, and the San Antonio Spurs improved to a league-best 27-4 by silencing the Los Angeles Lakers 97-82. The Spurs managed to win while Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili combined for just 11 points on 4 of 19 shooting. Rookie Ed Davis scored a career-high 17 points and pulled down 12 boards, and the shorthanded Toronto Raptors pulled off an 84-76 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. The Raptors were missing several key players, but took advantage of the absence of Dallas's top scorer, Dirk Nowitzki, who's out with a sprained right knee and is day-to-day. It looks like there's another job opening on the Texas Longhorn football staff. Wide receiver coach Bobby Kennedy will become the wide receivers coach at Colorado, according to a report from the Daily Camera, a Boulder newspaper. An official announcement is not expected until next week. Kennedy will become the fifth member of Mack Brown's staff to leave Texas in less than a month. And finally, Louis Erickson scored a goal and added an assist, and Andrew Raycroft made 44 saves as the Dallas Stars sent the Nashville Predators to their fifth straight loss last night, 4-2. In for Tom Turbyville with your WTAW Sports, I'm Chris Dusterhoff.
Where's Henderson?
Here I am, sir.
What's this thing?
I invented a teleporter.
What for?
Well, I really need to keep my job, but I live 392 miles away.
I see.
But with my teleporter, I can be here in 1.9 seconds.
You sure this thing is safe?
I tested it on the family cat this morning, sir. Oops, that's not good.
Is that a cat head?
Yeah, sorry about that, sir.
Hey, it's not worth risking the safety of mankind just to avoid paying for moving expenses. Find qualified local employees. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Buongiorno. New Subway Pesto Sandwiches. Dim the lights and get acquainted with the fantastical flavor of the new pesto chicken melt, layered with cheese that bubbles in melty mangeliciousness upon fresh toasted 9-grain wheat bread. And experience another triumph of taste, the molto delicioso new Subway pesto turkey, piled high and seasoned in a zesty pesto sauce, flourishing with garlic and basil. This surprisingly low-fat sandwich is as breathtaking as the rolling hills of Toscana. A pair of sandwiches this tantalizingly tempting will have your taste buds wondering whether they hail from Italia or a magical land of heavenly delights. Hurry in and try the new Subway pesto sandwiches pronto, because they won't last forever. Crank up the flavor. Subway. Eat fresh.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's another long day trying to fly.
There's nothing to Boston. Any place.
She's stranded in St. Louis, and she's not alone. People across the country still can't leave or get to the Northeast. 1,000 more flights were canceled yesterday. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, thousands of travelers are waking up on cold airport floors to find many more flights today canceled as airports deal with the backlog of planes and continued snow removal.
My parents are trying to find another flight, but it's difficult because they are so crowded.
This woman trying to get an international flight to Mexico, but isn't expected to leave Newark Airport for several more days. And for people lucky enough to fly, some are dealing with long waits on tarmacs. Three international flights to JFK had to wait up to 10 hours, not able to find an open gate, Dave.
And Jeff, it got really ugly at a Russian airport. Moscow riot police had to come in when passengers got angry over weather delays and storm passport control. Now, people are also mad in New York City. Some streets still not plowed.
We cannot do everything all the time, and we are doing the best we can.
Mayor Bloomberg says yelling and complaining about it isn't helping. Neither is this.
Yeah, the people moving their cars, they're not listening, they're getting stuck.
Abandoned buses also a problem. Communities in New Jersey also still snowed under. Was it a mechanical failure or did wind break the ski lift at Maine Sugarloaf Resort yesterday, sending 8 skiers to the hospital?
It gets daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly inspections.
Sugarloaf VP Brad Larson, one skier who fell, says nearly 2 feet of fresh snow softened the landing. Going to get some more heavy rain in California today, and in Highland, they put 100,000 sandbags in place trying to prevent any more mudslides like the ones that buried part of the city last week. Nearly half the state of California under a flood advisory or warning. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new healthcare law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable.
Call now, 1-800-876-7556. 1-800-876-7556.
The number one nutrition store is here in College Station. Complete Nutrition has the number one weight loss system, muscle building products, or any products to get you healthier. Look better, perform better, feel better. Complete Nutrition.
Judging by the terrified expression on your face, your wife just informed you of everything she needs for the holidays. Let's have a listen, shall we?
I'm freaking out. I'll never get all this done without blowing our budget. I need gift baskets for clients, gourmet food, plenty of your dad's favorite wine, plus cigars for your brothers. This is going to cost a fortune.
Relax, my friend. For Specs has so many ways to save, you'll be a superhero. This time, let's really listen.
Hello, my darling husband. I can't wait for tomorrow, because you get better looking every day. Oh, Here's the Specs shopping list. I love you.
Ah, Specs, the magic word for easy. And with Specs low prices, you'll save enough to buy that superhero cape you so richly deserve. You're welcome. Specs wine, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then come check out AeroFit. The kind professional staff will help you get on track to make 2011 the healthiest you can be. Voted best of the Brazos for 8 years, AeroFit has so much more to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track and volleyball. Plus, AeroFit has the newest cardio equipment with built-in TV screens for your personal viewing convenience. You can't find this much exercise equipment anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now and pay only $19.99 per month. Check out all the many fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
WTAW News Time is 7:05, 60 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 70 with an 80% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Santa may have come and gone at your house, but a local effort is still underway to help bring some Christmas cheer to soldiers serving overseas. Bluebonnet House in College Station and Milliken House in Bryan are sending care packages to soldiers. Bluebonnet House's Allison Bruton says there's still time for you to help.
All we're trying to do is pull together just as many items, necessities, goodies, whatever we can get together for our soldiers overseas. We started on the 13th, and we're gonna let it run through January the 7th. We've got a Boy Scout troop that's gonna come out on the 7th and help us pack up the boxes, decorate them if we can, put personal notes inside, and we're just looking for essential items, anything that you would want yourself if you were thousands of miles away from home.
Non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks are high on the list. They're also looking for magazines and games for soldiers to help pass the time. So far, response has been slow, but Bruton says she's hopeful the donations will pick up. You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com. Still no progress between local cable provider Suddenlink and Viacom, the parent company of several cable networks. Suddenlink says Viacom is ignoring the economic downturn affecting millions of people and wants a 20% increase in its fees. If negotiations are not successful, Viacom would disappear from Suddenlink after Friday, taking networks such as Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV with it. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. An improperly discarded cigarette is most likely to blame for a College Station house fire Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called to the 600 block of Harvest about 4:20 a.m. after someone smelled smoke in the house. Authorities say the fire was out in about 5 minutes and only caused a minimal amount of damage. No one was injured. Last week was a great one for local economic development with the announcements of filling a vacant call center building and building a new hospital. Between those two projects, 1,000 new jobs are expected, plus a combined annual payroll of $30 million. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says their vision remains firm.
We'll look at any industry and anybody that wants to locate in our community, but when you look at the strengths of Texas A&M and what we're trying to do here, there's a lot of other things that we think will be more beneficial, and so, no, we wouldn't want to do this again.
Holditch says several companies looked into occupying the call center on University Drive, but the RVP isn't interested in building a spec building for that purpose. Last summer, the College Station City Council decided to reduce expenses in the Parks and Recreation Department. That included reducing operating hours at the city's three swimming pools. The attendance and revenue numbers have been calculated, and WTAW's Bill Oliver has the results.
The council cut parks and recreation spending last summer by over $46,000. Total revenue from the city's three pools is up over $35,000 compared to 2009. Two of the three pools lost money compared to last year. At the city's busiest pool, revenue at Anderson Lagoon jumped 30% from the year before, from $154,000 to $199,000. Revenue at Southwood Halloran fell about 5% from $88,000 to $84,000. and revenue at Thomas Park dropped about 15% from $37,000 to $31,000. Official attendance was down over 25% from just over 100,000 to just under 75,000. City staff believes the decrease is due to using a new system that did not count those who were just watching and those who were under 3 years old. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And College Station Medical Center may not run its own ambulances, but you'll still see one unit with the hospital's logo. The Med's Joe Brown says they're teaming up with Guardian EMS in a new marketing campaign.
We wanted a visual reminder in the community of our emergency room and our pledge to see you in 30 minutes or less, and Guardian was willing to do that with an ambulance, and so this one will be used for both emergency and non-emergency transportation.
If you call 911 in Brazos County, you'll still likely see an ambulance from either the Bryan or College Station fire departments. WTAW News Time, 710, 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 730 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Other flooring stores in the Brazos Valley promise a better selection at the best price. But if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, our motto is simple. We provide you our very best price with service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and again. Just ask our preferred list of over 100 Brazos Valley home builders. Zwirneman Flooring, we may not be the biggest, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Zwirneman Flooring, call 776-2800 today.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
Save the best for last. Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Then take an extra 20% off everything.
Nothing yet.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Call them at 268 Roof.
A lot of cloudiness in the forecast over the next several days. We really won't see a big improvement in the weather until we get on into Friday. Along with the clouds, we're going to have some milder temperatures. There'll be scattered showers across the area for today. We're going to be 65 to 70. Tonight, lots of clouds, 55 to 60. More clouds tomorrow, a little warmer, 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60, becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings are now undefeated in Tuesday night games after a 24-14 win over the Eagles last night. The Aggie women top Drexel by 29 and move on to the championship game in the Surf and Slam Classic. And a fifth opening on the Longhorn football staff as wide receiver coach Bobby Kennedy heads to Colorado, according to reports.
All right. Once again, maybe Mac's wife needs to get back into real estate. Get some good listings there.
Yeah.
It's what she used to do when he wasn't making $5 million a year. Sell it real estate in North
Carolina. She doesn't have to go to work.
No.
No.
At five mil, you know.
Probably not.
Mac hadn't even gotten his teeth bleached, I mean, for crying out loud. Yeah. I mean, it's
speaking of big mills, did anybody win that big lottery last night?
Nope.
No.
I was so close
to
buying a ticket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, matter of fact, I was going to talk about that next a little bit later on.
Oh, I didn't mean to spoil it then.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I got it here someplace.
I just figure Mac's like winning the lottery every year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. His team's horrible, and he still gets to stay there. Now, you mentioned yesterday the governor of Pennsylvania, Ed Rendell. Calling out the NFL for canceling that game in Philadelphia that they went ahead
called
and
out
played.
The whole country, actually.
Well, he did, and as a result, a guy named Will Bunch wrote a column in the Philadelphia Daily News in which he called the NFL's decision, quote, the height of wimpiness. And in a broader perspective, a blogger talking about that said, it's time that we humble ourselves enough to try to learn from countries like China that are outperforming us not only academically but economically. Huh. Okay.
Yeah, actually, Rendell made some Chinese references to China.
Did he?
They're kicking our butts and everything, and if they'd have had this game, they'd have played in the snow.
Did he say
yes,
that?
Yes, he did.
Outstanding.
Because, you know, it's pretty easy to find a football field in China. I don't know. I'm not sure. And they got the cleats, do they have those? Hey, I was reading something the other day about having to do with football and equipment and all that sort of stuff. And I'm such a loser. It was a story about the history of the T-shirt.
Had some time on your hands, apparently.
It was right. Christmas. It was Christmas Day. It's yeah. Quiet house. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. Okay. I mean, what, you couldn't talk to the family,
no,
and
yeah.
Sit down
okay.
With a T-shirt?
Hey, I'll sit down. Shut up over there. It's a documentary on the T-shirt.
No, no.
The paperclip is next.
I was reading about it. I wasn't watching it on TV.
Yeah, because you might be able to talk to somebody else if you were watching it on TV.
Then I'd have to be social. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Apparently in 1923, the USC football team came up with the idea of wearing T-shirts under their pads because the pads would chafe their skin, and so they used T-shirts.
And in 1924, they started cutting them right at the belly.
No.
Yep.
Under Armour came out in 25. The next year, what they had to do was, because people kept pilfering the T-shirts, they printed on there, property of USC football.
And then they stole them twice as fast.
Exactly. So the idea was security before. I mean, you see people who wear those shirts now that, don't you love that? You see some guy who's got a belly sticking out from underneath the shirt and it says, like, Nebraska football or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy hadn't even gotten close to that, okay? The only place he got it is at the mall where he bought the T-shirt.
Hey, I got a drawer full of property of A&M Kingsville softball.
Now, that's good.
I never played there.
See, that's
or softball,
now,
for that matter.
Now, that's esoteric enough that's good. See, people will notice that. It is. It's when you get the stuff like, oh, yeah, property of, Michigan football. Right. Okay, fine. Do we want to do Disney or Moscow? No, we'll do Disney first. Disney first.
Well, then don't act like you're going to give our input.
Like what?
Well, you're going to ask us which one we want to do, and then decide.
I did. Well, that's my job.
You decide for us.
Yeah, that's it. Well, because this is an audio daily double. We have...
It's a world of laughter, a world of...
Oh, why?
Just so that'll be stuck in your head all day long.
This is wrong.
Here we go.
I mean, just because you skipped out on music yesterday, we didn't have any music on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Wow, with one shot. Yeah, you got them all with one shot. No. Disneyland Resort temporarily halted ticket sales at both of its Anaheim theme parks yesterday because of massive crowds and visitors complaining of slow traffic and especially long lines. Disneyland stopped selling tickets at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
And visitors were diverted to Disney California Adventure. By 1 o'clock, both parks were closed to new visitors. And Disneyland announced on its Twitter page that access was, quote, temporarily limited.
On a Tuesday?
Yeah. So
think they were understaffed? That might have been part of it?
Could have been part of the problem. I'm not sure. But anyhow, that didn't go well.
And of course, everybody's out for winter break.
Of course they are.
You could have turned that off a long time ago.
A 1,000-strong crowd of angry passengers stormed barricades at Russia's busiest airport on Monday.
Because Disney World was closed?
No, just trying to use the small world after all so we can feel better about Russians who were protesting, again, the weather. Now, at least U.S. Americans...
Your glass
are
is not
enough...
bulletproof.
No, at least... All right. How's that? At least U.S. Americans...
Yeah, just what I want to hear. I want to hear a bunch of flat off-key kids singing in the background.
Hey, you didn't have to pay $42 to get in to hear it.
That's true.
Okay.
It's the only upside.
The situation at Moscow's Brown Airport is, quote, very difficult.
That's a big famous one there.
It is.
At Brown International.
Exactly. According to the Interfax news agency, ice storm on Sunday caused power to fail at the airport, which did not have an emergency electricity source. Wait, we think these people are going to take us over and they don't have emergency electricity sources at their largest airport?
They don't have one guy with a generator?
That's it. A bunch of hungry gerbils. Reports were that crowds were milling around the airport's passport control zone. Passengers had earlier demanded a meeting with the management of the airport and state-owned carriers.
I don't think milling around is a good choice of words. Milling around, you mill around at a mall.
Yeah.
Okay. People mill around at Santa's Wonderland or something like that.
They could turn... Wait. Okay.
Still?
I just want to make sure it was still there. Yeah, that's the dance version. So
I was going to say, is it 9 minutes long?
It goes on.
But you know, you're right. Dusty's right. We didn't do any music yesterday, and we are in the midst of the winter holiday season. And so as a result... You know, some might be having to fight the Battle of the Bulge even more.
Oh, so we're going to pick it up? We're going to kick it up a notch?
Well, we probably ought to. I don't know. I'll certainly to you younger guys, you know, I'll defer to you if you think you have something that's because I ain't playing Rihanna and
you're not.
No.
How about Kesha?
Yeah. No. Is she We're Rock Stars or Superstars? Is that who that is?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I know that.
Yeah. You know that, too.
I do know that.
She had the number one song of 2010. I heard that on a radio station.
Did
while
you?
Driving.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Which song was it?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Does TikTok have a good beat?
Oh, of course it does.
Oh, of course it does. Okay.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city. That's before done. I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Yeah, she's classy.
She's gonna brush her teeth with a bottle of Jack.
Coming
perfect.
Back. Yeah. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up.
No.
That's the number one song
in the
country.
That's the number one song in America,
no.
Man.
Yes, it was.
For 2010.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that is so wrong. Hello.
Hey, just tell Chase to put some Guns N' Roses on and be done with
there
it.
There you go. Yeah.
Can do.
I know you can.
Yeah, we got a library for that.
While you're doing that, a non-story coming out of the big snowstorm. Chris Christie, the New Jersey governor, apparently MIA as the state was buried under 2 feet of snow. That's maybe not so unusual. He went to Disney World, where apparently they didn't have to close.
But Florida.
The lieutenant governor also left, went to Mexico. That left the Democrat Senate president, Stephen Sweeney, at the helm for the weekend's Snowopolis.
And let's be
honest.
I'd
be signing all sorts of laws.
I would, too.
Executive order.
What was any of them going to do if they were there?
Exactly. And that's the thing. That's really not an argument
there. Stop the
snow? Yeah. You must stop. This is New Jersey. And once again, it's New Jersey. They could have signed all the laws that they wanted to into effect, but they wouldn't have any money for it, so it really wouldn't have mattered. But the Democrats are saying, you know, it's really a question of what is the purpose of the office. The entire job is to be here, and Christie was not here. Yeah, okay. All right, so,
was he in Hawaii? Oh, sorry, wrong.
Yeah, wrong office.
No. Wrong executive.
And we have people. We have people for that, so you don't have to worry about that. So did you find...
The Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
A little old school.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, I can do that.
Ah, this song takes me back.
Does it?
Yep.
Yes,
junior high, my friend.
Oh.
Really?
Yep.
Junior high in Clarksville, Texas. There's nine kinds of hell you could get into.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me started. Actually, don't get my mom started.
Is there any wonder why we're almost all half deaf by now?
Ah.
Yeah. Got that
I'm
going.
Sorry, what?
Huh? What's that, what?
Turn it up, man.
Yeah.
Shut up, Axel's gonna sing now.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah, that'll be enough.
There's no teeth brushing with a bottle of Jack there.
That's
right.
Actually, there probably was. They just didn't sing about it.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
They're your favorite books and they're all right here.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
At Half Price Books, big sale of the year.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books is welcoming in the new year with their fantastic 20% off everything sale. Now, you already know that Half Price Books has a huge selection of new and unusual books, most at half price or less. But when you take an extra 20% off that, well, we're talking unbelievably low prices on hardbacks, paperbacks, kids' books, collectible books, even music and movies. An extra 20% off everything in the store. Man, it's a party. So hurry to Half Price Books, because it all ends Thursday, December 30th. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Half Price Books for everyone.
Hey, 723 News Talk 1620, WTAW. Is that for sale sign still sitting in your front yard? You're still waiting for that buyer to sell their home so they can buy yours? Well, I want to tell you about one realtor that can change that for you. That's Cherry Ruffino at Coldwell Banker United. She can guarantee to sell your home at a price and by a deadline you agree to, or she'll buy it. And there's no catch. At no additional cost to you, Cherry spends thousands of dollars on dozens of marketing avenues that attract hundreds of buyers to her homes. That creates demand on your home and helps sell it at top dollar. Plus, because Cherry is willing to guarantee to buy homes if they don't sell on time, often her buyers are able to bring you an immediate offer, and that's why Cherry outsells 99% of the realtors in all of Texas. This is risk-free. If Cherry doesn't do her job, she'll let you out of the contract, no questions asked. If you try to find a better system than this, you just will not do it. You want to sell your home? Call Cherry, 691-4663. 691-4663, or go to a website. It's collegestationhomefinder.com. That's collegestationhomefinder.com.
A pool is more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
The car buying process can be a hassle, quite frankly. I mean, if it wasn't, then why do you see so many people going to car lots after they're closed? Well, they don't really want to be bothered. They just want to look, right? And there comes a time where maybe you have questions that you just want to get those questions answered. You don't want to feel the pressure of a sales pitch. That's why you can go to WTAW.com, click on the icon that says Ask Mike, and ask away. Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota, knows the car buying process. He knows it inside and out. He's been doing this a long time, and he can help you with your questions. It's not a sales pitch. It's not a pressure situation. It's an opportunity for you to have your questions answered honestly and timely. And you can do that when you go to WTAW.com, scroll down, look down on the bottom left, and ask Mike. Do that right now. Get Mike Vivaldi at Team Auto, Team Ford to answer your car buying process questions. WTAW.com, click on the icon, and ask Mike. Do it now. Mike Vivaldi from Team Auto, Team Ford in Navasota.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast at 7:26. Supposed to get some rain in here. It's not here yet, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that that happens. But 80% chance of showers is what the forecast is calling for. 69 for a high today, 57 tonight, and then about 71 or so for Thursday and Friday. Turns cooler after that. We'll be near freezing on Saturday night. So, again, supposed to start about 9 o'clock this morning and maybe end by noon, and could be some heavy showers involved. And since we're about 11 inches behind, we could use the rain. Right now, mostly cloudy skies. Winds are from the south at 13, 84% relative humidity. We got 61 degrees.
There's still time for your business to place an ad in the spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is your official publication of the spring bridal show and benefit, February 20th at the Expo Center. Brazos Valley Bride has all the local articles, all the local ads, and all the pictures of the beautiful local brides. For information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. But hurry, the deadline is this Friday, December 31st.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
According to the Washington Post, the political divide's deepening. Increasingly, the Democrats own big cities on the east and the left coasts, and Republicans own everything else. Republicans scored big gains from districts that were older, less diverse, and less educated than the nation as a whole, says the Post. Democrats did well with minorities and higher educated whites, but they lost the working class white voter. Curious language there. Translation, Republicans did well among dumb old white people. Democrats have elitist liberal whites, and they own minorities, in a manner of speaking. Now, their problem is that middle-class whites are fleeing the party. Now, let's look at the divide another way. Middle America feeds the world and exemplifies the can-do attitude that saved the world from tyranny. Their values made America the envy of nations. The large coastal cities, on the other hand, are broke. They have bloated governments and immense welfare, and union obligations are bankrupting their economies. This divide is more than political. It's cultural and values divide. On the one side are those who believe in a hard work ethic and paying their own way, the merit-based bunch. On the other side are those who embrace a welfare ethic. They believe government should distribute everything from health care to three meals a day and a snack for school kids. Put another way, the divide is between those who insist on bankrupting the country for their utopian social dreams and those of us that they demand pay for it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732. That's 1-800-259-9732. 1-800-259-9732.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555. Or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
The rising cost of health care is on everyone's mind these days. You could pay over $300 a month just to add your spouse or child to your employer's plan. Coverage for your entire family could cost you thousands each month. If that doesn't fit into your budget, call ANCO Insurance to discuss our many individual and family health plans. Our health plan options can provide you similar or better coverage than your employer's plan, usually at a much lower price. Sound good? Call ANCO today for a no-obligation quote. 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 60 degrees right now, 70 for a high today, 80% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Christmas is in the rearview mirror for most of us, but the drive to send some holiday cheer to U.S. soldiers continues. Milliken House in Bryan and Bluebonnet House in College Station are teaming up with local Boy Scouts to send care packages to soldiers serving on active duty. They're looking for the usual non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks. But Bluebonnet House's Allison Bruton says there are some other items on the wish list to consider, too.
Scrabble games, Yahtzee, you know, anything that, cards, anything that'll help them pass the time, magazines. And then, of course, you have to remember that they're going to be exposed to a lot of bouncing around, a lot of heat and cold. So don't do anything with aerosol, nothing in a glass container.
You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com. You can drop off items at either Bluebonnet House on Victoria in College Station or Milliken House on Villa Maria in Bryan through January 7th. Fans of CMT, TV Land, Nickelodeon, and other Viacom networks on Suddenlink Cable may be without their favorite shows come Saturday. Suddenlink says negotiations are ongoing with the parent company of numerous cable networks. The sticking point in renewing their transmission agreement is Viacom's demand for a 20% increase in fees. Suddenlink is balking at the hike because of the economic downturn. If negotiations fall through, Viacom goes away January 1st. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. The occupants of a College Station home escaped injury after a small fire forced their evacuation Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called out about 4:20 a.m. to the 600 block of Harvest, where they found a small fire in the home. The fire was out in about 5 minutes, causing only minimal damage. Authorities say a carelessly discarded cigarette is the most likely culprit. The Economic Development Agency serving Bryan College Station was happy to show off what was a vacant call center that will be occupied next month. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says the existing building was shown to several interested parties, but the RVP isn't interested in creating a second similar building.
That's not what we're focusing on. That was something that was done 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer. Right now we're focusing on the bio corridor, the bioenergy products, and energy in general.
Last week was a great one for local economic development, combining filling the call center with building a new hospital. That's 1,000 new jobs with a combined annual payroll of $30 million coming in the next couple of years. One of the budget cuts made by College Station City Council last summer did not hurt the bottom line. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Closing the city's three swimming pools a day a week was part of trimming over $46,000 from the Parks and Recreation Department budget. In addition to budget savings, revenue from pool operations was up over $35,000 compared to last year. While revenue was down at Thomas Park and Southwood Halloran, those losses were more than made up at the city's busiest pool. Revenue at Adamson Lagoon was $45,000 higher than last year. That was a 30% increase from $154,000 to $199,000. As for attendance, this was the first year of a new admission system that did not count those under 3 years old and anyone inside the pool just to watch. City staff believes that explains the drop in the official headcount from just over 100,000 last year to just under 75,000 this year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Guardian EMS and College Station Medical Center are teaming up to put the Meds logos on a Guardian ambulance. It's all part of a new marketing campaign for the hospital, but the Meds' Joe Brown says the new addition won't change what happens when you call 911.
Certainly when you call 911, you're going to get the fire department or out of Bryan or College Station, but you know, these ambulances supplement what those do, and there's a lot of other medical necessities where they'll have to transport people to and from the hospital. And so, you know, we thought this would be a good way just as a visual reminder out in the community of our emergency room.
The new ambulance will primarily be stationed at the Med and used for non-emergency transport. WTAW News Time, 735, 60 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you just receive your property tax bill, and did it frustrate you that the bill went up in a down market? You don't have control over this year's bill, but you do have some control over next year. I am Brian Steven, local owner of Paramount Property Analysts, specializing in appealing property taxes in Brazos County and surrounding areas, saving more than $880,000 in taxes for my clients in 2009. When it comes to reducing your property taxes, whether it's commercial or residential, with my 25 years of experience, I will deliver the local expertise you need and deserve. Call me at 485-8537 or Google Paramount Property.
Save the best for last. Get incredible year-end sale prices at Star Furniture. Then take an extra 20% off everything. Nothing yet.
Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
A lot of cloudiness in the forecast over the next several days. We really won't see a big improvement in the weather until we get on into Friday. Along with the clouds, we're going to have some milder temperatures. There'll be scattered showers across the area for today. We're going to be 65 to 70. Tonight, lots of clouds, 55 to 60. More clouds tomorrow, a little warmer, 70 to 75. Scattered showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60, becoming partly sunny, 65 to 70 Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Minnesota Vikings win last night in a rare Tuesday night game in the NFL, 24-14 over the Eagles. The Aggie women top Drexel by 29 and move on to the championship game in the Surf and Slam Classic. In the Big 12, two bowl games today. Baylor takes on Illinois and Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Alamo Bowl.
There you are. Again, we didn't do music yesterday, and we're supposed to. Here's the song we should do, because today... Oh. Today's the anniversary.
It better not be the one you played earlier.
Is it the other one from Kesha?
No. The first YMCA opened on this date in 1851.
Don't play it. Don't.
Don't!
I don't have it. No, I don't.
Good.
I don't. See, but again...
You couldn't do both of those in the same day.
But again,
I might walk down the hall and assault you.
But again, see, it's in your head. All I had to do was say that. See,
unfortunately, you're right.
Any number of people out there right now are gripping the steering wheel going, thanks.
Jerk.
Thanks so much.
They're not saying thanks.
Yeah, okay. Have you noticed gas prices? How's that working out for us?
Oh, it's fun. Let me tell you.
AAA notes the national average is now topped $3 a gallon. Blame that on higher crude oil prices. And then, I mean, if you're angry about this, John Huffmeister is his name. He's the former president of Shell. He says we'll have 1970-style energy shortages and rationing by the end of this decade.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And U.S. Americans will be paying $5 a gallon for in just 2 years. So get ready for that. So what are we all supposed to do? Quit driving? Let's start walking? Grind up peanut shells and make energy out of that? That's John Huffmeister.
You still driving a diesel, Scott?
I am.
It's pretty high right now.
Well, it is, but it's been higher, pal.
Yeah, it was over $4
yes,
at one time.
Yes, it was. It has. It's been higher. But, yeah, you're right. It's that's all right. I like it. I just, you know, like having one of those. And I guess that's just part of what... The problem is, not so much folks like you and I, but the truckers. I mean, everything that we get, it doesn't matter what it is, diesel somehow moves it from where it is to where it needs to be. And that's going to impact prices of everything.
At about 3 miles to the gallon.
Yeah, I mean, there's just not much that you can do about that, and it's unfortunate. All right, Fullerton, California police looking for a guy who unsuccessfully tried to rob a fast food restaurant from the drive-thru window while wearing a plastic bag over his head.
Ooh. breathe deeply, genius.
Man. The person,
go ahead and tape it off. Go ahead and tape it around your neck and see what happens.
The person working at the drive-thru window looked at the man and with the bag on his head.
Burst out laughing.
I actually just shut the window and walked away. He said, knock yourself out, Einstein. You know, there you go. All right. Our guy, Grimes County resident Chuck Norris, does it again. There are new ads.
You better say that with respect, sir.
That's right.
There are new ads for Chuck Norris. He's hawking T-Mobile in Czechoslovakia.
All right.
The ads feature Mr. Norris in humorous encounters with Czech Christmas customs, having turned into a pop culture phenomenon, which is starting to spread across the Czech Republic and into Central Europe. For a lot of folks, Norris was first seen on videotapes that were smuggled into Czechoslovakia. So they got to know him through Delta Force and Firewalker. And then later, you know, they got
Walker,
to see
Texas
Walker,
Ranger.
Texas Ranger. So Saatchi & Saatchi is the advertising agency. They're going, okay, we need to try to connect with some young people if we can, obviously. So since they watched him as kiddos, now they get a chance to see him. And, of course, like everything else, they've got jillions of Chuck Norris jokes out there.
I'm reading some.
I know. Hello.
Got an easy solution to your transportation problem.
I'm listening.
Monorail.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, you know, there used to be life on Mars until Chuck Norris went there.
Yeah.
And so it begins.
That's right. Now, Saatchi & Saatchi considered hiring various Hollywood celebrities, including John Travolta, Danny DeVito, but then they settled on Chuck Norris because of his multi-generational popularity. They grew up watching that, Walker, Texas Ranger. And one of the commercials they have is Chuck Norris is in a kitchen with a Czech family preparing a traditional Christmas Eve dinner of course, all together now, fresh carp.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
No, that's good.
Eating.
You betcha. So now what happens is Mr. Norris is standing there. The hostess asks him to kill the still flapping fish with a wooden mallet. She says, you're the master. Hands him the mallet. He goes, no. Shakes his head, no. So then the woman takes the mallet, smashes the carp's head, kills it. Norris faints. The hostess tries to revive him. Her husband walks in and he says, see, anybody can be tough on TV. All right, here's the audio of one. And I'll tell you where to get him in a minute because this will waste your day. He and another guy are standing around an ice skating rink in Czechoslovakia, and a lady skates up with her daughter. Here she comes.
Pane, prosím vás, mohl byste nás vyfotit? On dneska poprvé
Bruce Lee?
No, Chuck Norris.
She shakes
Chuck Norris nikomu nic nedaruje.
Yeah, she shakes her head in disgust and she goes away. There are others that are very visually good. Doesn't work for our medium, but anyway, it's out there. Yes, go ahead.
But once again, you know, because of the native dialect, it doesn't matter if they could be selling pixie dust, and it always just sounds so surly and unpleasant.
Yes, it does. But yeah, she did. She looked at him, shook her head, and skated away. They're out there on YouTube. Yes, that's a good place for you to go to waste your day today. And when your boss,
I mean,
comes
you're
up,
not working. Only half the office is there anyway.
True. Well, and if the boss walks up, you turn around, and you go, "It's Bruce Lee." And then they'll go, "Oh, yeah." And they'll pull up a chair right next to you. Sit down, and you'll have a good time. Florida man was arrested Monday at what? What are you, reading jokes again?
Chuck Norris made a Happy Meal cry.
Well, there you go. Hey, the National Film Registry has listed the most significant films, and they've increased it by 25. Yesterday, they added 25 films to the Library of Congress National Film Registry. Among them, The Exorcist, The Empire Strikes Back, All the President's Men, Malcolm X, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Pink Panther, Saturday Night Fever, and the late Leslie Nielsen was honored.
Ah.
As that 1980 classic has now been added to the Congress National Film Registry. That's right, Airplane.
It's about time.
Yeah. Hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now.
Do you know how to fly this plane? Yeah. Don't
call. Now, wait.
Sure.
You said Empire Strikes Back. Is that the only Star Wars
that
movie in there?
That apparently is the only Star Wars movie in there, which I find it. That's the one where Luke finds out who his father is, right?
Right.
Loses his hand and finds out who his dad is.
Right. It's James Earl Jones.
Yeah. It was. Exactly right. When he wasn't out there trying to save that cornfield with a baseball field in the middle of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so there you go. That's it. And thank heavens that Leslie Nielsen, Canadian that he is now in the Congressional Film Registry. 7:45.
The Texas A&M Athletic Department is pleased to offer the Holiday Hoops ticket promotion for Aggie men's basketball during the holiday season at Reed Arena. Tickets start at just $5. Holiday Hoops begins December the 8th against Prairie View A&M and runs all the way through January 12th against Oklahoma State. All games in that time period. To purchase your Holiday Hoops tickets, go to AggieAthletics.com and click on Tickets. Holiday Hoops and Aggie Basketball at Reed Arena.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
When you look in the mirror, do you see fine lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth? If you'd like to reverse those signs of aging, the Cool Touch laser treatment is for you. Cool Touch is a unique type of laser energy which rebuilds and replenishes your own natural collagen, leaving your skin softer and younger. Cool Touch is also approved for treatment of moderate to severe acne and acne scars. There's no downtime following the procedure. For more information on the Cool Touch laser, call Child's Dermatology Clinic at 696-4444.
It seems like every time I turn on the TV, there's another story about a famous person caught up in a sex scandal. The sad truth is, infidelity impacts many of our marriages. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm sure no one gets married with the intention of cheating on their spouse. Rather, in our relationships with the opposite sex, little compromises are made and barriers are broken down. Innocent flirting can quickly escalate into an inappropriate relationship. The result is shame, embarrassment, and heartache for everyone involved. Author Jerry Jenkins has developed a list of healthy barriers. He calls them hedges that every man and woman should put in place in order to avoid falling into infidelity. First, it's wise to never dine, work, or eat alone with a member of the opposite sex. Whenever possible, make sure a third person is there. Next, be careful of how much you touch and hug others. Also, be aware of how you pay compliments to others and avoid flirting. Now, the last two things you should do at home. First, make sure you're emotionally and physically connected with your spouse. And also, spend quality and quantity time with your kids. Let's face it, we're all human, and we're all vulnerable to temptation in this area. Even if you're deeply in love with your spouse and you think an affair could never happen to you, it's important to have practical hedges in place to protect you. It's one of the best things you can do for your marriage. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey everyone, it's Jay Farner here at Quicken Loans. The mortgage market is starting to move, but rates are still incredibly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.75%, APR 4.95%. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked us highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN or visit us online at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nationwide mortgage licensing system number 3030.
Protect your home with a security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call now and get $850 of hardware and activation for free. Call 888-280-1444. That's 888-280-1444.
$99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total amount $12.95.64. Call for terms and conditions and protect your home license numbers.
You know, this week alone, I just counted up, there are going to be 20 bowl games starting this past Monday and going all the way until Saturday, January the 1st on New Year's Day. And you're not going to be able to watch them all, but there's probably going to be some that you want to watch that you're not going to be in town for. You're going to be out with family maybe this special week. So that's what the DVR from Suddenlink, that's why it comes in so handy. Certainly comes in handy for me. I've already recorded a lot of bowl games and have watched them and watched them rather quickly, being able to fast forward through the parts that maybe I didn't want to watch, you know, get to the good part, get to the second half. Say you just want to watch the second half of a bowl game, not the first half, just sort of see how it ends. That's what a DVR lets you do. It not only lets you create your own primetime lineup, but you can control it exactly the way you want to. The DVR from Suddenlink, maybe this is a New Year's resolution that you need to do, to call Suddenlink and get them going with your DVR from Suddenlink. And while you're at it, why not bundle? Because you can save money. Like getting the Suddenlink home phone service for just $26 a month when you bundle. Unlimited local and long distance calling, plus six of the most popular calling features, plus you do keep your own telephone number. You're talking to somebody that knows, because I've had the phone service for about 3 or 4 years now, and I absolutely love it. There's no contract required, no early termination fee. So the DVR, the phone service, the high-speed internet, bundle, you save, give them a call, won't you? At Suddenlink, 1-800-915-1866, or go by and see them personally at their office on 29th Street. Suddenlink, make it a New Year's resolution.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Texas AgriLife Service regarding the new Safety City and Milliken House. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
WTAW Sports is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions to promote your business. The Chicago Bears were able to wrap up a first-round bye in the NFC playoffs when the Philadelphia Eagles lost to Minnesota 24-14 last night. Joe Webb threw for 195 yards and a touchdown for the Vikings, who also had 118 rushing yards and a touchdown from Adrian Peterson. Mike Vick threw for a touchdown and ran for another, but tossed an interception, lost two fumbles, and was sacked six times. Vick's day wasn't all bad, though. He was named a starter to the January 30th Pro Bowl. Vick had made three Pro Bowls with Atlanta before he was suspended by the league for 2 years and served jail time for running a dogfighting ring. Three Houston Texans and a league-best five Dallas Cowboys are also headed to the Pro Bowl. Texans fullback Vonta Leach and receiver Andre Johnson were voted as starters, while running back Arian Foster will join them as a backup behind Jacksonville's Maurice Jones-Drew. For the Cowboys, tight end Jason Witten, linebacker DeMarcus Ware, center Andre Girard, nose tackle Jay Ratliff will start, while Matt McBeyer will be the punter. That is one Cowboy for every game they've won this season. Oakland Raider and one-time Aggie punter was also Shane Leckler was also selected to his sixth Pro Bowl. Iowa State and North Carolina were last night's bowl winners. Michael Coker ran for 219 yards, and Micah Hyde returned an interception 72 yards for a go-ahead touchdown to lead the Hawkeyes over the 14th-ranked Missouri Tigers 27-24. Hyde ruined an otherwise terrific night for the Tigers quarterback Blaine Gabbert, who completed 41 of 56 passes for 434 yards. Russell Wilson threw for 275 and two touchdowns as the Wolfpack downed 22nd-ranked West Virginia 22-7 in the Champ Sports Bowl. The Big 12 is now 0-1 in bowl games, but has two chances tonight to get in the win column. At 5, Baylor faces Illinois in the Texas Bowl. That game is followed by Oklahoma State and Arizona in the Valero Alamo Bowl at 8:15. If you can't wait till tonight to watch a game, the bowl games start early today. Military Bowl kicking off at 1:30, East Carolina and Maryland in that one. Daniel Adams scored 20 points as the number 5 Aggies routed Drexel 74-45 last night in the San Diego Surf and Slam Classic. Coach Blair is proud of what Danielle's been able to accomplish off the court so that she could come out and play this type of game.
Now she's going into her last semester of school. She did good in her grades, and she feels good about herself. And just think, she's about 45 pounds lighter than when she started here about October. So how many of you out there that are listening in Radio Land have gone through and lost 45 pounds since then? And she still wants to get down a little bit more, but other than that, I like her just the way she is.
The Aggies will host San Diego State on Thursday night at 9 o'clock in the championship game. Tony Parker scored 23 points, and the San Antonio Spurs improved to a league-best 27-4 by silencing the Los Angeles Lakers 97-82. The Spurs managed to win while Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili combined for just 11 points on 4 of 19 shooting. The shorthanded Toronto Raptors pulled off an 84-76 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. The Raptors were missing several key players, but took advantage of the absence of Dallas's top scorer, Dirk Nowitzki, who's out with a sprained knee in his day-to-day. Looks like another job may be open on the Texas Longhorn football staff. Wide receiver coach Bobby Kennedy will become the wide receivers coach at Colorado, according to a report in the Daily Camera, a Boulder newspaper. An official announcement is not expected until next week. Kennedy would become the fifth member of Mack Brown's staff to leave Texas in less than a month. And finally, Louis Erickson scored a goal and added an assist, and Andrew Raycroft made 44 saves as the Dallas Stars sent the Nashville Predators to their fifth straight loss last night, 4-2. For awards and more, I'm Chris Dusterhoff with WTAW Sports.
44 saves?
That's quite a few, isn't it?
That's a busy night, yeah. And again, I'm not a big NBA fan, but okay, so Duncan and Ginobili combined for 11 points.
And the Spurs walked away. Walked away. And if you're not an NBA fan,
yeah,
Tonight's a pretty good night because the Heat is coming to the Rockets. So you can catch the big three, I mean,
sure,
while they're around.
That's okay. But the Lakers, just they're horrible, huh? Just horrible.
Well, they've lost three in a row and 10 for the season. I mean, they're not terrible.
Okay. They'll still make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like they're the, what's that other team that's out there in L.A.? Yeah, whoever those people are.
The Clippers.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More custom awards and promotional products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs t-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect t-shirt for you. Remember, everybody needs their name on something. Visit awardsandmoreinc.com or call 696-3886 today.
Everyone is tightening their belts about now, and at Dexter Mortgage, we can help. We can lower your interest rate or change the terms of your loan to better fit your financial future. And rates are great. 30-year loan is just in the mid-fours now with good credit. A 15-year note is even less. Do you want to remodel your home or pay off those pesky credit cards, get a tax deduction at the same time? You may have all the money that you need. The problem is, it's all in your home. Solution? Dexter Mortgage. We can explain to you your options. Get the money that you need. We make loans honestly without all that double talk. I know that not everyone refinances or purchases the new home every day, but we do. Call me today. I'm Debbie Davis with Dexter Mortgage. We handle government loans like FHA and VA, conventional loans, 30, 20, and 15-year notes, construction loans,
even cash out refinances, straight refinances, and reverse mortgages. We do it all. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Why do so many car brands compare themselves to BMW? This year alone, 14 brands did so 48 times. And with the holidays fast approaching, we predict it's going to get a lot more naughty than nice. Take the BMW 3 Series. Often compared to by other luxury brands, the truth is the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its top rivals. And it's the only one among them to include no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. So as for our competitors, we see a lump of coal in your future. But as for your next vehicle, why buy a copy when you can have the original, the ultimate driving machine? Come compare the 3 Series at the BMW Joy Sales event now. Get exceptional holiday offers, but only for a limited time. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hi, I'm Augustine Trevino, owner of Trevino Smith Funeral Home. We are a full-service facility offering traditional services, cremations, prepaid burial plans, and monuments. I began my funeral career right here in the Brazos Valley over 18 years ago. We are involved in the community and are proud to be locally owned. Trevino Smith Funeral Home is located at 2610 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Call us anytime at 822-2424 with any questions regarding a personalized service. And remember, at Trevino Smith Funeral Home, serving your family is our family business.
Hey, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll check the weather in a minute. Okay, now imagine, if you will, that you had enough money that it seemed like a really good idea to buy a toilet that plays music and is self-cleaning.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
But now what's so wonderful is you don't have to imagine it. It does exist.
Unless it played Small World.
Oh, by the way, I have another Disney story next half hour. Just
please, no. Yeah.
I'm officially threatening you with your life.
Okay.
Consider this a death threat.
Here's the toilet. It takes MP3s, via an SD card, and it cleans it up.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A terror attack thwarted in Denmark. The target? A newspaper that once made radical Muslims furious around the world. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Yeah, four people were arrested with zip ties, a machine gun with silencer and ammunition. Danish police are telling Fox militant Islamists. Says Denmark's intelligence chief, they planned to storm a newspaper headquarters and kill as many people as possible. That newspaper, one of many that printed cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad 5 years ago, which some radical Muslims condemned as offensive. The alleged terror cell was under surveillance in Denmark and Sweden for some time, Dave.
Alistair, there were two small explosions in Italy today at a political party's headquarters, but no one was hurt, and police don't think it's tied to recent embassy bombings in Rome. Travelers across the country hope this is the day they finally fly out of or to the snowed-under Northeast.
There is a lot of very angry customers.
She's at the St. Louis airport as airlines scramble to rebook. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, it doesn't matter what airport you're at, L.A., Atlanta, Boston. Stranded travelers across the nation are left wondering,
maybe I'll get out. Maybe I won't.
New York's three major airports say it could be several days before they're back to normal operations. They're still removing snow, and open gates are also hard to come by, leaving at least three international flights into JFK stuck on the tarmac for several hours, Dave.
Jeff, already waterlogged California gets another soaking today.
Some of the gutters don't work too well on the street.
And that's in San Francisco. About half the state is under a flood warning or advisory. In Highland, they're fearing more mudslides, so they've stacked about 100,000 sandbags. In Australia, 1,000 people have had to be evacuated, including 300 people, all the entire small town of Theodore, fleeing rising river water that's been fed by days of drenching rain. Military helicopters got them out. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-487-8142. 1-800-487-8142. That's 1-800-487-8142. 1-800-487-8142.
Fall is here for hunting season and cattle feeding. Think of Norma G Tractor for all your Kubota RTV utility vehicle needs. Norma G Tractor Kubota utility vehicles come in gas and diesel models, hydraulic dump beds, 2- and 4-seaters, bulletproof hydrostatic transmissions with prices starting at $79.99 after cash rebate. Finance your selection with zero money down and 0% APR financing with payments of only $138 per month. If you need a tractor to feed those large round bales, check out Norma G Tractor's L4400F 45-horsepower tractor, only $11,200 after cash rebate, or finance for only $158 per month. At Norma G Tractor, trade-ins are always welcome, and we'll deliver your purchases for free. Norma G Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 consecutive years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, Brazos Valley, if you plan on making a resolution to get in shape this year, then come check out AeroFit. The kind, professional staff will help you get on track to make 2011 the healthiest you can be. Voted best of the Brazos for 8 years, AeroFit has so much more to offer you and your family. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you the finest in fitness facilities such as indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track and volleyball. Plus, AeroFit has the newest cardio equipment with built-in TV screens for your personal viewing convenience. You can't find this much exercise equipment anywhere else but AeroFit. Join now and pay only $19.99 per month. Check out all the many fun exercise options AeroFit has to offer. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're Total Fitness, AeroFit for life.
WTAW News Time, 8:05, 61 degrees right now at the studios. About 70 for a high today with an 80% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Brought to you by Mr. Electric, your expert electrical service. Call 775-0777 or go to MrElectric.com. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Santa may have come and gone at your house, but a local effort is still underway to help bring some Christmas cheer to soldiers serving overseas. Bluebonnet House in College Station and Milliken House in Bryan are sending care packages to soldiers. Bluebonnet House's Allison Bruton says there's still time for you to help.
All we're trying to do is pull together just as many items, necessities, goodies, whatever we can get together for our soldiers overseas. We started on the 13th, and we're gonna let it run through January the 7th. We've got a Boy Scout troop that's gonna come out on the 7th and help us pack up the boxes, decorate them if we can, put personal notes inside. And we're just looking for essential items, anything that you would want yourself if you were thousands of miles away from home.
Non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks are high on the wish list. But they're also looking for magazines and games for soldiers to help pass the time. So far, response has been slow, but Bruton says she's hopeful the donations will pick up. You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com. Still no progress between local cable provider Suddenlink and Viacom, the parent company of several cable networks. Suddenlink says Viacom is ignoring the economic downturn affecting millions of people and wants a 20% increase in its fees. If negotiations are not successful, Viacom would disappear from Suddenlink after Friday, taking networks such as Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV with it. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. An improperly discarded cigarette is most likely to blame for a College Station house fire Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called to the 600 block of Harvest about 4:20 a.m. after someone smelled smoke in the house. Authorities say the fire was out in about 5 minutes and only caused a minimal amount of damage. No one was injured. Last week was a great one for local economic development with the announcements of filling a vacant call center building and building a new hospital. Between the two projects, 1,000 new jobs with a combined payroll of annually of $30 million are expected. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says their vision remains firm.
We'll look at any industry and anybody that wants to locate in our community
But when you look at the strengths of Texas A&M and what we're trying to do here, there's a lot of other things that we think will be more beneficial. And so, no, we wouldn't want to do this again.
Holdage says several companies looked into occupying the call center on University Drive, but the RVP isn't interested in building a spec building for that purpose. Last summer, College Station City Council decided to reduce expenses in the Parks and Rec Department. That included reducing operating hours at the city's three swimming pools. Three of their swimming pools, that is. The attendance and revenue numbers have been calculated, and WTAW's Bill Oliver has the results.
The council cut parks and recreation spending last summer by over $46,000. Total revenue from the city's three pools is up over $35,000 compared to 2009. Two of the three pools lost money compared to last year. At the city's busiest pool, revenue at Anderson Lagoon jumped 30% from the year before, from $154,000 to $199,000. Revenue at Southwood Halloran fell about 5%, from $88,000 to $84,000. And revenue at Thomas Park dropped about 15%, from $37,000 to $31,000. Official attendance was down over 25%, from just over 100,000 to just under 75,000. City staff believes the decrease is due to using a new system that did not count those who were just watching and those who were under 3 years old. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And College Station Medical Center may not run its own ambulances, but you'll still see one unit with the hospital's logo. The Med's Joe Brown says they're teaming up with Guardian EMS in a new marketing campaign.
We wanted a visual reminder in the community of our emergency room and our pledge to see you in 30 minutes or less, and Guardian was willing to do that with an ambulance. And so this one will be used for both emergency and non-emergency transportation.
If you call 911 in Brazos County, you'll still likely see an ambulance from either the Bryan or College Station fire departments. WTAW News Time coming up on 810, 61 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mr. Electric. Your forecast is coming up next. More news at 8:30. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Knowledge is power, and at Mr. Electric, they have the power to make things better. The professional electricians at Mr. Electric get it right the first time, delivering the most comprehensive electrical services, including installation, upgrades, and repair. As well as a 24/7 immediate response service, Mr. Electric should always be your first call. Feel confident knowing you, your family, and your property will be treated with the respect and attention you deserve. Mr. Electric, Aggie and Veteran owned and operated. Call 775-0777 or click MrElectric.com.
There's still time for your business to place an ad in the spring issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is your official publication of the Spring Bridal Show and Benefit, February 20th at the Expo Center. Brazos Valley Bride has all the local articles, all the local ads, and all the pictures of the beautiful local brides. For information about advertising in Brazos Valley Bride magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595. But hurry, the deadline is this Friday, December 31st.
8:11, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing.
High pressure, it's going to remain off to our east, and that's going to allow warm, moist air to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico, bring us some cloudiness today, and give us highs somewhere between 65 and 70. Watch for passing showers. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. More clouds for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Showers are likely again by tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Showers on Friday morning, it'll become partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, and it's, where's the rain? Could you check the radar and see where the rain might be?
Because I don't know where it is yet.
It's coming, Scott.
Yeah, okay, sure it is. Yeah, okay, all right. Oh, was it? Oh,
I didn't need my wipers, but
uh-huh.
Just
yep.
A little kind of spit.
Weather watcher Nancy Berry, okay? I mean, Other media outlets have people like, you know, out in somewhere. We have the mayor of College Station as our weather watcher.
Same here.
Pull that up closer to you, Dave Burdett. Dave's
Hello
here
there.
This morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing super.
Good. You might know Dave as from Burdett and Sons and some other stuff, too. And he's a historical nut, but today we're talking about something completely different, huh?
You bet. I'm here to appeal to your happy listeners in the Brazos Valley about the Brazos County Master Gardeners training program, which starts in January. And this is the last day, the very last day, that somebody who has some basic knowledge and experience in gardening and and some knowledge about horticulture can apply to take part in the program, which is a real, real joy to do. It's an opportunity to volunteer and share your gardening knowledge with our friends and neighbors in the Brazos Valley. It's a great opportunity to get the very best training from the Texas AgriLife Extension specialists, other master gardeners, and top experts in each of the fields that that are covered. And believe me, you know, here's College Station, home of Texas A&M University, probably the greatest agricultural institution in the world. We've got the people here who can really teach you about gardening. These are a series of classes that will meet Thursday mornings from 9 until 2 p.m., January through May. Now, not every week is there a class, okay, but most of the weeks there are. And let me tell you, this is done in the AgriLife Extension office on 21 in their demonstration kitchen, which is a place where they have a mirror, 45-degree angle.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
So that you can sit in the classroom and see what's going on. You know, like, who was it, Maria Childs or...
Yeah, Julia. Yeah, it'd be Julia Child, but yeah.
but anyhow, we put a screen there for the PowerPoint presentations, and the class is populated mostly by ladies who are very experienced in cooking. And as a result, they like to bring in munchies.
Oh, so there's a side benefit as well.
Oh, you bet. I must have gained 10 pounds taking that class because it was always great.
Yeah.
But anyhow, this is a great opportunity to make some friends and have a lot of fun and also to provide some service to the county.
Now, there needs to be some baseline knowledge before you go into a Master Gardener program,
sure,
right? So, I mean,
sure,
at what level do you need to be in gardening before you can go in there and kind of pick up the ball and go with it?
Well, you don't have to be Neil Sperry. I can guarantee
good
you that.
Okay.
Because I made it through. and I could, my wife and I, between us, could kill any plants that there ever existed.
Oh, well, I can relate to that.
But,
okay, yeah,
but I'm learning to do much better, and I go by the theory that, a man can't be too rich, a woman can't be too thin, and you can't have too many tomato plants.
There you are.
Here.
Okay.
So they're easy to grow in this Brazos Valley. Today is the last day that you can apply. And in order to get in under the wire, you have to call Sharla Anthony at 979-823-0129 today. Must be called in today. You don't have to complete the whole application process, but you need to get your name on the books today. Now, let me, if I could, just tell a little bit about what the Master Gardeners do.
Mm-hmm.
One, we're an extension. We're a supplement to the AgriLife Extension, so we run a number of services. First of all, we have Garden Line, which is an opportunity for people in the Brazos Valley to call in and ask somebody with a basis of knowledge how to make their plants grow better or get rid of some bugs or make their weeds go away, whatever it is. And we do that on Wednesdays. And it's just a tremendous amount of opportunity to learn. Second, we offer a garden sale, a plant sale in the fall that's absolutely the best place to go to get plants because we get perfectly healthy plants, and the place is populated with dozens and dozens of master gardeners, so you can ask what this plant is
sure
good for and what it does and things like that. And also, throughout the year, we offer a series of opportunities for people to learn, even if they don't want to go through the whole course. For example, on the 29th of January, from 8:30 to 3 p.m., we're having an Earthkind gardening program. It's going to cover roses, garden design, vegetable gardening. Dr. Joe Masabni, who's a part of the AgriLife Extension and A&M instructor, is going to be teaching about vegetable gardening and also about herb gardening. Not herb.
Hey, we know herb. Herb. Okay. Herb is a pretty good gardener.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Smells
yeah
good and tastes good, too. $50 with handouts, lunch, and snacks. And snacks are always great. And that's going to be at the Larry Ringer Library on in the evening. I jumped here. We're going to have a Garden Line Gardening 101 seminar series. And this is going to be really great. These are two-hour specials. $10 per seminar. You can pick and choose. You can get all the information by calling the extension office. Again, talking to Sharla Anthony, and the number is, one more time, 823-0129. This series is going to go from January through October, and it's going to cover all kinds of different subjects. 2 hours at a whack, soil, spring vegetable gardening, habitat gardening with a view toward bird and butterfly gardening, and that is a kick. If you've never done
sure.
it,
yeah.
You get all those birds in there and all the butterflies. It's really great. Composting.
So, Dave, now if they want to do that, they can call her. She'll tell you what these individual courses
sure.
are or the whole overview. And, again, today's the deadline. And can they
right.
call you at the shop today and get that number, too?
Probably not because okay. I'm not
you
there
take
a lot
the time
of time.
Off. All yeah. right, so give them the number one more time.
It's 823-0129. Call Sharla Anthony today and get in on all the fun of being a master gardener.
That's the deal. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Dave Burdett in here this morning. It's 818. Nancy Berry joins us in 60 seconds.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
819, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm just fabulous.
Nothing going on in your world, right?
Well, actually, there is.
Oh, is there? Oh, would you care to share?
Yeah, today is my older son's birthday.
Oh, well, good.
So that's always great news.
Okay, and he was in for the holidays?
He was in for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
He's had to work over the...
Well,
yeah, so that's great.
That time of year.
We've got some other...
You do. Your name seems to be showing up here in public. There seem to be some people who are signing petitions that they don't want you to be mayor anymore.
I heard that.
Yeah, so basically, I want to get number one, your comments on that. Number two, it appears that a sitting member of city council has signed some of those petitions.
I've heard that too.
I'd like to get your thoughts on those two things to begin with this morning.
Well, the recall. It's legal. It's in our charter. It just goes to show you we need probably to change the charter because the language is so loose. It doesn't give any reasons. It just gives the process. So, those individuals are doing, what is legal within our city charter. If we lived in Bryan, it wouldn't be allowed because Bryan is more specific about their charter. But, it is what it is. It's interesting that the Articles of Confederation had recall.
Uh-huh.
But then when the Constitution was written,
yeah,
they changed that.
They took that out.
And
yeah.
The best, the best document of democracy of all time. So, anyway, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, part two of that, though, person who sits two chairs down from you has signed these petitions, and Janet McMillan has said she has done that as a she's the only member of council I know of who signed any. She says she's done that as a private citizen. And certainly I'd like to get your comments.
Has every right as a private citizen, but she also has a dual role. She's a public servant as well. And so, she is new to council. She's entitled to her opinion. It's a team effort, and it'd be nice to think that, she was working hard for the team, but she has every right to sign that.
The one of the contentions, and again, I guess what I have a problem with is, as you say, there's no definition to why there is a recall. They can be angry at you about something. They could be angry at another member of council for something completely different, and yet they can sign a recall.
Sure.
Hopefully there'll be a charter review soon that can clear that up.
I certainly hope so. I think we have a strategic planning retreat. I think it's January 21st, and we're going to look at a host of things, and charter review is one of those.
Yeah. Well, again, there's nothing wrong. I've certainly had my beefs with College Station and the way they run things, but this is something that probably needs to be taken care of. Now, one of the contentions, though, of those folks where Welborn is the core issue, say that suddenly they believe that you and the city manager have moved forward or pushed this agenda forward because there is possible legislation in Austin that could make it more difficult. I know that Fred Brown has certainly entered some legislation. Explain to me, as far as you understand, has the timeline changed based on anything that could be passed in Austin?
No, not at all. There's the word that is going around, fast track. And the real fast track is the state allows you to annex within 45 days, and we're taking probably this fact-finding. I mean, we say starting the process, but it really isn't starting the process. It's starting the fact-finding mission because we don't know what we don't know until we know it.
Sounding like Nancy Pelosi. Be careful. All right.
Want to go down that road. Okay, let me back up. And what do they say in the jury? Disregard that? Yeah, so... we're going to, find out what it's going to take. And I don't know how I'm going to vote, so I can't even tell you what anybody else is going to do because we haven't decided. We've just started this fact-finding mission to find out what it's going to entail. We have to do a service plan, and the service plan tells us, how many people are involved, what kind of services we have to provide, what kind of cost it's going to take over a period of time. And the council's going to look at that. We're going to have public hearings. And we're going to say, is this something we want to do or not do? And I haven't decided how I'm voting, so I can't say, what's going to happen.
College Station Mayor Nancy Berry with us. We'll leave Welborn in a minute, but first, since you've been here last, Karen Severn was in from the one of the groups in Welborn, and literally, I think the day before she was on our show, she was trying to draw up a new type of map that possibly didn't look as... I hate to use the word gerrymandered, but that was not nearly as blocked as the ones that College Station has proposed. Have you seen a map from Welborn, a new map since in the last 2 weeks, number one?
I've never seen a map from Welborn other than the original one.
Okay. And number two, are there any meetings planned or have they asked for any meetings to once again sit down with any kind of a revised map with you?
No.
Would you welcome that?
At this point, I'd be willing to, we're going to have public meetings, and I hope that they, would do something. We had, when I ran on the platform that the citizens of Welborn had a voice that needed to be heard. And to that end, as soon as I got elected, the new council, and five of whom had previously served, but Jess Fields and I were new, and so when you have at least one new person, the dynamics change. So we went out to Welborn and met with the citizens for Welborn, and they showed the map, and we visited and said, let's get a win-win. Then we got back to City Hall, and we found out we had been sued that day. So after that suit had been settled by the first by the appellate court and then by the Supreme Court not asking to overrule the appellate court, saying that, no, petition is not the appropriate way, we had a second meeting with Welborn, and citizens said, before we met, they said, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Second meeting started at 4, was going to be over at 5:30. They got the mic, 5:20, we got back. No change on the map. So I said, and it was in Welborn, and we had a whole lot of people that were in the audience because when we have a full council, it's an open meeting. So we get back to City Hall, and we had another meeting, and I said, let's just have a couple of us, where we don't have to have an open meeting, but maybe without the distractions of, 30 other people in the room, we can actually make some progress. Welborn came with 10 people. We had two. We didn't. But in that meeting, someone said, well, maybe we don't have to stay to the map. Well, I got so excited. And then that evening, got an email. They don't speak for us. No map change. So I met with A.P. Boyd,
mm-hmm.
just one-on-one. He drew on a map, what about this? I didn't draw anything. And I said, I don't know. I just don't know.
You don't know personally, or you didn't know? I mean, you can't speak for the council,
exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. I said, you know, I just don't know about this. I mean, I didn't say yes. I didn't say no. So he said, well, let's meet again, and I'll bring in Mrs. Cohen, who's the president of Citizen. And we said, great. So we met out at the Welborn Fire Department the next week. Mr. Maloney and myself, Mrs. Cohen and A.P. Boyd. And we talked, and we didn't make any progress.
And that's where you are.
That was meeting number five.
Okay.
Now, you know, the rumor mill is that, you know, we were in the process of coming to some sort of agreement. Mm-hmm. But we had not reached any, and we've never seen any other map from Welborn. And if they're just drawing it now, 3 weeks into their recall, it's...
Yeah,
I'm willing to meet with them, but just have to wait and see how this recall goes.
I understand that, and I don't want to necessarily speak. But
because
what
there's
done...
no reason to speak and come to an agreement if five out of the seven people aren't going to be there in 2 months.
Right. Okay, and I want to move on to one other thing, but because it's really easy to get into the weeds with Welborn because it's such a large... Yeah,
and I just want to say I have spoken to some people that live in Welborn who say those people don't speak for me,
sure.
That they don't represent me. And I said, well, why don't you speak up? And they said, I live out there.
These are my neighbors,
yeah. You know.
Yeah.
It's their thing. It's not my thing. I don't agree with them, but I'm not getting involved. So they don't represent everybody out there.
Okay, so finally, before we leave Welborn, there'll be two meetings that, if this process moves on, there'll be two meetings. Would you be in favor of having one of those meetings actually in Welborn proper?
Absolutely. The question is where those meetings come. If they're in a full council meeting, then we need, and it's just part of a council meeting, then we need all of our, you know, our staff comes and represents us and stuff like that. But if it's just a public hearing where we're not doing anything else, absolutely.
Okay. Nancy Berry joining us this morning. I want to move on just quickly to the other thing, which is the water event at Wolf Pen Creek, and I would just as soon you kind of give us a little bit of an overview there, because I'm not exactly sure. We understand there was a promise that there would be a water event, $1.2 million, and I think people are concerned about it having an annual cost of $170,000 for continued operation, and that's something that maybe people don't want to buy into. So basically, from your point of view, how did this event take place, and where really are we with the water event at Wolf Pen Creek?
Well, my understanding is this was a David Romay negotiated deal back in 2005.
There's a name from the past.
Yeah, isn't it? The convicted felon. Anyway, my understanding is that there was a promise made that in exchange for land, the city would build a not less than 1.2 million water feature in the Wolf Pen Creek area. Now, whether this specific location was the one, I don't know. But anyway, the $170,000 operation maintenance is for the whole Wolf Pen Creek Festival area, and the water feature is like $65,000 roughly. To me, that's what gives me the heartburn, is the $170,000. The money for the water feature has already been set aside and can't be used for anything else, and it's money from the TIF, which is the tax increment finance zone that has done all the other improvements at Wolf Pen Creek. But all we've done is put it out for bid. We haven't said we're going to do it yet. We just voted to put it out for bid. And I'm looking forward to seeing what those bids come back and what happens. But, you know, in this economy, you know, O&M, operation maintenance, is an area where we can cut. And so I have gives me serious heartburn to think about that much money on operations and maintenance. So we've got to look at that very carefully.
This is a piece of property that has viability. It is commercially viable. Does this company not want it back? Could this not revert back to the people who owned this or that you made the agreement with as far as the
water
event?
I've not been involved in any of that. That's a, you know, a staff kind of deal, so I can't.
Is that a viable alternative? To say, hey, we don't want to do this thing. You got what you wanted here. Here's the land back. You can develop it. It's probably enhanced in value since that time.
Well, I think the land that they gave was in the floodplain, and it's for the upper trails.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, they've been paved and all of that kind of stuff. But sure, I mean, anything's possible, but I can't speak to that because I don't know what staff has done with the original developer owner.
My other thought is, and you're not an attorney, but okay, let's say that a water feature happens and it squirts water up out of the ground and kids run around. What happens if somebody falls down and breaks their head open? City liable for that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well,
let me just.
And I don't want you to say it from a legal standpoint, but I mean, has that been considered?
I think the water type feature we're looking at is, you know, the kind one they have at the Lincoln Center.
Yeah.
They have at Tanglewood Park in Bryan. And in other words, it's very shallow, and I think it's got a kind of a rubberized surface and stuff like that. And, you know, at its depth, it might be an inch and a half of water. It's just kind of almost like a little splash walkthrough.
Splash pad thing.
Splash pad where, you know, it might go into a little, you know, kind of performance mode where one of those nozzles squirts up a couple of feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know. And
sure,
it may be one of those things like the skate park where it's skate at your own risk.
So is there a possibility that they could do any number of water events or features rather than just one central event, or which would be better from your standpoint? If they're going to do it.
No, I don't know. I haven't seen, you know, what alternatives there could be.
Yeah.
So getting into territory, I don't know anything about, so I don't feel like mouthing off on something.
I understand.
I just don't know.
Okay. Well, and again, it's I kind of tend to agree with you as a taxpayer in College Station, whether it's that or something else. Operation and maintenance is something that has to be considered more and more. There's
absolutely, because you know, where once you do that, you're obligating yourself from now until forever, and that's not going away. It's
okay. And then, real quickly, we have a short list as far as city manager candidates are concerned.
Pretty much. We've had a meeting where we have a subcommittee, myself, Mr. Maloney, and Mr. Fields, and we looked at 50-some-odd applicants, and we just kind of all looked at all of them and said, yes, no kind of thing, and narrowed that down to less than 10, shared that with the council.
Any from out of state?
Yes. And so what we did is we looked at him. We did not have a full council. Mr. Rusink was there, was absent the first time. He was attending a meeting and then brought it back again. And at that time, the recall had started. So we said, well, our next council meeting is in January. That'll be after the petitioners have their opportunity to present, and we'd be in a better position to make a determination.
Sure. Any from Brazos County?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many from out of state?
I believe 2.
Out of a total of how many you have on your list?
I think 8.
Okay. All right.
Both of whom have, you know, are either from or have been in Texas.
All male?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, that's enough. That gives us a little background there, and we'll see how that works out.
And not all Caucasians.
Okay, very good. So there you go. That kind of gives us. Or is there anything else you want to tell us?
Yeah, I do, in fact.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
We've got the Mayor's Fitness Council challenge coming up. We're going to do a half marathon in conjunction with the Armadillo Dash. So this is a 6-week challenge, and it starts between January 1st and 16th, and ends with recognition on March 6th as part of the popular Armadillo Dash. So this event is free, and it's open to everybody of all ages, and anybody who's interested in getting in shape and working towards going to be in the Armadillo Dash.
Or the Olympics or whatever.
Whatever. Okay.
Got to start someplace.
You can register online with College Station CSTX.gov at our Parks Department. So encourage you to do that. Or if you have any specific questions, Peter Lamont and our Parks Department, our outstanding Parks Department. So Get fit for the new year. There's always a New Year's resolution. It's always first on my list.
May as well do that. That's it.
First on the list and first to go.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure to all visit right. with you.
That's Nancy Berry.
Good New Year, everybody.
Thank you. That's the mayor of College Station. Visit with us on alternate Wednesdays.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Welcome to another edition of Bravo Brazos Valley. It's Fran Lam Week all week long on BBV, History of the Brazos Valley. It's fascinating stuff. And here again is Fran Lam.
Although the city of College Station was not incorporated until 1938, it had its beginnings with its designation at the site of Texas A&M College in 1871. The doors of the college were opened in 1878, and an official post office for the college was opened in 1877. Henry Parsons supervised the mail at the college post office. We have all witnessed the recent boom in construction of all-campus housing for both A&M and Blinn students in our area. New apartments and condos now occupy many acres of land in Brazos County. New subdivisions continue to spring up as the population grows. Housing shortages were also a problem in the early days of A&M College. Arranging for living accommodations for the overfull population at the college presented quite a challenge. The first residents lived on campus. Professors lived in a block of 5 two-story brick homes. This street became known as Quality Row. The first accommodation for visitors was the Shirley Hotel. It was located across the street, west of Sabisa Hall, and served as a gathering place and impromptu recreation center, as well as a hotel. In 1890, the college contracted with the Water, Ice, and Electric Company of Bryan to provide electricity. A&M began its own generating system in 1893. In 1912, A&M directors set aside land on the north side of campus for businesses. There was a butcher shop, shoe shop, barber shop, and tailor operating in that area. William Boyette was giving a 5-year lease to continue operating his grocery store on college grounds. The Bryan Daily Eagle reported in June of 1918 that the college turned the old hospital into a rooming house for wives of soldiers who were stationed at the training camp at A&M. Notes indicate that wives were often forced to vacate the makeshift dormitory to allow for additional soldiers to come into the training facility. After the war ended in November of 1918, cottages for faculty were built south of the drill field. In addition, when new quarters, originally constructed for the Army officers stationed at the college, were completed early in the new year, these quarters were converted into a home for the young women employees on campus. Later, this building was designated as a dorm for young women who came to attend summer school at the college. I'm Fran Lam, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights, brought to you by the Brazos Heritage Society. Research for this episode was provided by local historian Bill Page. Overall funding for this episode is provided by the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley through hotel motel tax revenues received by the City of College Station. For additional information about the Brazos Heritage Society or to hear previously aired programs, visit our website at www.brazosheritage.org.
Thank you, Fran. Another story of Brazos Valley history coming up tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 841, 61 degrees right now at the studios. About 70 for a high today with an 80% chance of showers. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. Christmas is in the rearview mirror for most of us, but the drive to send some holiday cheer to U.S. soldiers continues. Milliken House in Bryan and Bluebonnet House in College Station are teaming up with local Boy Scouts to send care packages to soldiers serving on active duty. They're looking for the usual non-perishable food items as well as personal care items like razors, shaving cream, and socks. You can find a list of suggested as well as prohibited items online at WTAW.com, and you can drop off items at either Bluebonnet House on Victoria in College Station or Milliken House on Villa Maria in Bryan through January 7th. Fans of CMT, TV Land, Nickelodeon, and other Viacom networks on Suddenlink Cable may be without their favorite shows come Saturday. Suddenlink says negotiations are ongoing with the parent company of numerous cable networks. The sticking point in renewing their transmission agreement is Viacom's demand for a 20% increase in fines, or fees, rather, I should say. Suddenlink is balking at the hike because of the economic downturn. If negotiations fall through, Viacom goes away January 1st. You can read Suddenlink's full statement online at WTAW.com. The occupants of a College Station home escaped injury after a small fire forced their evacuation Tuesday morning. Fire crews were called out about 4:20 a.m. to the 600 block of Harvest, where they found a small fire in the home. The fire was out in about 5 minutes, causing only minimal damage. Authorities say a carelessly discarded cigarette is the most likely culprit. The Economic Development Agency serving Bryan College Station was happy to show off what was a vacant call center that will soon be occupied. The board chairman of the Research Valley Partnership, Stephen Holditch, says the existing building was shown to several interested parties, but the RVP isn't interested in creating a second similar building.
That's not what we're focusing on. That was something that was done 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer. Right now, we're focusing on the bio corridor, the bioenergy products, and the and energy in general.
Last week was a great one for local economic development. Combined filling the call center with building a new hospital, that's 1,000 new jobs with a combined annual payroll of $30 million coming in the next couple of years. One of the budget cuts made by College Station City Council last summer apparently has not hurt the bottom line. We get more on that from WTAW's Bill Oliver.
Closing the city's three swimming pools a day a week was part of trimming over $46,000 from the Parks and Recreation Department budget. In addition to budget savings, revenue from pool operations was up over $35,000 compared to last year. While revenue was down at Thomas Park and Southwood Halloran, those losses were more than made up at the city's busiest pool. Revenue at Adamson Lagoon was $45,000 higher than last year. That was a 30% increase from $154,000 to $199,000. As for attendance, this was the first year of a new admission system that did not count those under 3 years old and anyone inside the pool just to watch. City staff believes that explains the drop in the official headcount from just over 100,000 last year to just under 75,000 this year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Guardian EMS and College Station Medical Center are teaming up to put the Meds logos on a Guardian ambulance. It's all part of a new marketing campaign for the hospital. But the Meds' Joe Brown says the new addition won't change what happens when you call 911.
Certainly when you call 911, you're going to get the fire department or out of Bryan or College Station. But, you know, these ambulances supplement what those do, and there's a lot of other medical necessities where they'll have to transport people to and from the hospital. And so, you know, we thought this would be a good way just as a visual reminder out in the community of our emergency room.
The new ambulance will primarily be stationed at the Med and used for non-emergency transport. WTAW News Time is 8:45, 61 degrees right now. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining affordable commercial insurance is a very difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have years of experience helping business find the right coverage. Whether you are a small office or a large manufacturing plant, we feel that W.E. Gibson Insurance can help you find the best coverage at the most affordable price. We're in the Yellow Pages, so call or come by. I think you will see why so many other businesses use W.E. Gibson Insurance for their commercial insurance needs.
This is David Gardner. My wife Julie and I own David Gardner's Jewelers. For us, as well as our customers, shopping is an experience. What Julie and I enjoy most about shopping locally is the great people we get to work with and the care we receive over the long term. And we know as well as you do that by shopping locally, we are supporting our local community. We love that. Keep the outlook strong for Bryan and College Station. Have fun. Shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Thanks, David. Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you?
Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
They're your favorite books and they're all right here.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
At Half Price Books, big sale of the year.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Really big sale at Half Price Books.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books is welcoming in the new year with their fantastic 20% off everything sale. Now, you already know that Half Price Books has a huge selection of new and unusual books, most at half price or less. But when you take an extra 20% off that, well, we're talking unbelievably low prices on hardbacks, paperbacks, kids' books, collectible books, even music and movies. An extra 20% off everything in the store. Man, it's a party. So hurry to Half Price Books, because it all ends Thursday, December 30th. Find out more or even drop me a note at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books. Half Price Books for everyone.
Why do so many car brands compare themselves to BMW? This year alone, 14 brands did so 48 times. And with the holidays fast approaching, we predict it's going to get a lot more naughty than nice. Take the BMW 3 Series. Often compared to by other luxury brands, the truth is the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its top rivals. And it's the only one among them to include no-cost maintenance, saving you thousands. So as for our competitors, we see a lump of coal in your future. But as for your next vehicle, why buy a copy when you can have the original, the ultimate driving machine? Come compare the 3 Series at the BMW Joy Sales event now. Get exceptional holiday offers, but only for a limited time. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW, 3100 Briarcrest Drive at the Earl Rudder Freeway. Call 776-7600 or see them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
They've shaken things up at Texas Truck Riggins. From truck and SUV accessories to rhinestones, you'll find everything from Ranchette grill guards and bumpers, toolboxes, headache racks, diesel performance chips, spray and bed liners and powder coating, to hand-poured circling candles, embellished yellow box shoes, fun fashion jewelry, and purses. From truck swag to lady bling, you'll find it all at Texas Truck Riggins. Voted best in the Brazos Valley 8 years running. See the Bobonski family at 2711 South College Avenue in Bryan for the best in truck accessories, and now so much more.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
High pressure, it's going to remain off to our east, and that's going to allow warm, moist air to come up out of the Gulf of Mexico, bring us some cloudiness today, and give us highs somewhere between 65 and 70. Watch for passing showers. Clouds tonight, 55 to 60. More clouds for tomorrow, 70 to 75. Showers are likely again by tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Showers on Friday morning, it'll become partly sunny, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, it's 10 till. You guys still there?
No, we went home a long time
almost
ago.
Almost finished up.
Leave a message at the beep.
I looked down at my clock. I said, I didn't fall asleep and miss a segment.
No, see, but that's one of the good deals. That's one of the good gigs about this. So, okay, see you later. I was just talking to Mayor Nancy Berry here.
Yeah. Does she understand that you have to finish the show?
Yes, she did. But see, when holiday treats are here, people love to snack.
They linger.
And chat.
Well, you noticed everybody came back yesterday, didn't you? The kitchen is loaded with leftover holiday stuff.
Yeah, that's
that's from Mary Mike's house.
Oh, is that? I thought that was coming today. Okay.
No, I thought it was. Okay. Yeah, no, she told me that all came from her house.
I wasn't sure Dave was going to leave, to be honest with you. All right, move over, Bookface Farmers. The urbanites are taking over. According to the App Data Zynga, is that right?
Yeah, X-E-N-G-A. That's the company that does, like, Farmville and
Yeah, their
stuff
newest
like that.
Game is Cityville.
Mm-hmm.
It now has more daily users than Farmville.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Zynga is on Bookface. It's a game developer responsible for all those latest games. Okay, you know what else they do? They do Frontierville and Texas Hold'em Poker.
Yeah. You know what else that I know about that, even though I'm not a Bookfacer?
Tell me.
Apparently you can tell when somebody's over playing Bookface and say your boss can go...
Oh, that's probably...
On his Bookface account and go say, oh, look, my salesperson's playing Farmville here at 11:30.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're stupid enough to post it, then yeah.
I'm just saying.
It could be there.
It's a rumor around here.
Okay, here are your five most popular apps on Bookface, and they are, of course, all Zynga games. Number one is Cityville, then Farmville, then Phrases. Anybody know about Phrases?
Nope.
Okay, number four is Texas Hold'em Poker, and number five is Frontierville. How are the Angry Birds going there at Chez Murphy?
It's kind of cooled off. I've kind of hit a wall. No pun intended.
Did you play Christmas?
Yeah, I've got Christmas, and I'm at a standstill on both Christmas and regular.
What are they?
So.
Do they chirp? Do they chirp?
Each bird.
It has snow
instead of the regular scenery. But each bird makes a different sound. So.
Oh, okay.
But for the Christmas, it was like a calendar. You could only play the first on the first. An advent calendar. They came out once a day, and you could play
clever.
New level every day.
Very very
great
clever.
Idea.
That is a good idea. Absolutely.
Yeah, I've completed all levels.
They're not making any money off of that, you know. They're not making any money.
None at all.
Yeah. Pretty much printing money.
Yeah, Dusty, I don't know if you were listening the day we did the story on that this thing cost less than $100,000 to develop. And it was just a guy who drew a picture of the bird, and his boss walked by and went, we could probably do something with that. And that's how it started. And then they come up with the pigs and the catapulting and all this kind of stuff. And at that point... What was it? 200 million downloads or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Just amazing. Just, yeah.
It's ridiculous money.
They are. Okay, so can you make it in Buckingham Palace without the help of servants at your beck and call?
Absolutely not.
The Hawa. Well, Prince William and Kate Middleton told the London Telegraph yesterday that they will likely only need bodyguards, and that's it. They don't want to be waited on hand and foot.
I need bodyguards and one servant,
that's it.
Well, bodyguards and one servant for me and one for her, and that's it.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I mean, if bodyguards, a cook, a butler, a maid,
I don't need
a servant for me and a servant for you, and that's it.
Yeah. I don't need anything except this lamp.
But wait a minute, maybe a cook and a butler for me and a maid for her. Wait, and then there'd be the upstairs, downstairs maid, and oh my God, I can't drive my own car, so I'll need a chauffeur.
No one has said anything about a gardener yet.
Yeah, that's right. Prince Charles currently has 150 people, servants, butlers, chauffeurs, and chefs.
Yeah, but see, it's still, you have to look at it this way. At least now it's a paid gig.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, 300-400 years ago, it probably wasn't.
Oh, you're talking about the servants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you get more than a cup of gruel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a do it or else sort of thing.
Yeah, you can get fresh straw in the bed every month, and it's a cup of gruel, then they give you a little bit of money. So that plus the fact you get to see Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Last month, the College Station City Council began the process to annex Welburn.
Welburn has pleaded to no avail for a voice in her own future.
College Station citizens petitioned to vote on this issue, and the city refused to listen.
Forced annexation is contrary to the values of self-determination and individual freedom that made this nation great. The Republican Party of Texas calls for letting the people vote on annexation.
The Democratic Party of Texas believes that rural areas should be allowed to control their own resources. Standing up against forced annexation? That isn't partisan.
It's American.
If you live in College Station, please join us and support the recall petitions to remove the council's ability to forcibly annex Welburn.
It's the right thing to do.
To sign the petitions, or for more information, go to savewelburn.org. That's savewelburn.org. Come sign the petitions. We're now located at Park Place Plaza, the LAC Shopping Center facing Southwest Parkway. We'll be there Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sundays 1 to 5.
Check savewelburn.org for additional locations to sign the petition. This political ad has been paid for by Citizens for Welburn.
And savewelburn.org.
Thank you.
Come celebrate New Year's at Messinahoff. Relive the fabulous Roaring Twenties. There will be dancing, music, fun, food, casino games, and award-winning wines. Come revel and bring in the New Year. It's Messinahoff's New Year's Eve celebration at the Vintage House, located on Old Reliance Road in Bryan, Texas. Call 778-WINE, extension 234. That's 778-WINE, extension 234. Dress and relive the Roaring Twenties.
For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on your Kubota tractor and farm equipment needs, thank Normandy Tractor. Normandy Tractor has Kubota riding lawnmowers, gas and diesel zero turn, and tractors ranging from 18 to 135 horsepower. Save on our Kubota L2800F 30 horsepower tractor with a 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,495 after a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $149 per month. How about the L2800DT package deal? 30 horsepower Kubota 4-wheel drive tractor with Kubota front end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and a 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 after the cash rebate or payments of only $210 per month. Build your own package deal with zero money down, 0% APR financing for 60 months. Trade-ins welcome and free delivery. Normandy Tractor, voted best lawn and farm retailer in the Best of the Brazos survey for 9 straight years. Corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas.
Hey, about 3 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You got the coach nearby? Is the coach nearby? You got the coach nearby?
Always.
Being in a severe crash is dangerous for anybody, but new research suggests it's especially deadly for people who are... That's right. According to a study printed in the American Journal of Emergency Medicine, moderately...
Oh, sorry, wrong button.
Moderately...
That really was the wrong button.
It was. Fat drivers face about a 20% increase in the chance of dying in a serious car accident. It's because they can't get you out. Yeah.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Get the jaws alive.
That's it. We need to open that thing up. Need to open that thing up.
Yeah, crack it open like a spam can.
Could do that. Okay. On this date in history.
Tom loves this
I know
part.
He does, but this is a musical daily double.
Do on the know? Road again?
No.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Arkansas.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
It was on this date in 1845 that Texas was admitted to the Union. That's the best thing the U.S. Americans ever did.
Deep in the heart of
Texas. We're dang fools to get in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Andrew Johnson, 17th President of the United States, was born. How'd that work out for him? Actually, it worked out better than it did for Thomas Becket because he was murdered on this date in 1170.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So bad day. You know it. And the New England Patriots became the first NFL team in 35 years to finish the regular season undefeated as they beat the New York Giants 38-35 to go 16-0. Good for them.
You think they would have covered that at the time. I just don't remember anything.
You don't remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, problem was the Giants beat them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And by the way, the NASDAQ closed at over 4,000 for the first time on this date in
It'll never go under it again.
No. All right. And let's see. That'd be enough. All right.
Boy, is it.
Yeah. Florida
Pull
man.
On your boots and saddle up your horse.
That's it. Florida man arrested Monday after he called 911 and told the dispatcher he wanted the media arrested.
Excuse me?
Lawrence Gaither admitted
I resent that, sir.
Yes, he said there was no emergency, but he treated the beleaguered dispatcher to a largely incoherent ramble before she finally said, well, listen, I'm going to go
Maybe
ahead and let
Maybe his mama should have taken his last beer.
Yeah. She said,
no,
listen,
that would have not ended well.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Yeah. I have to... I'd really love to want to care, sir, but
I'll be sending someone over to take a further report.
If you'd like to go ahead and give them some more information.